This is episode number 77 of the Interactive Distractions Podcast for the week of May 18th, 2009.
It's time for me to walk.
Coming up on today's show, this week's distractions, gaming news. After the break, we have our stories about when we took gaming too far. We also get lots of emails and a few voicemails on the subject. Follow that up with new releases, listener email, another winner for Beyond Good and Evil, and the holiday-worthy question of the week. Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 77.
Howdy.
Hey.
Howdy.
My name is Christopher Riccio. I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello, people.
And to our north is Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
And we are here to talk to you today, and we're doing some stories later on.
So really?
This should be a fun episode.
Story time.
Story time. Yeah.
Story time. We'll see how this goes. We got a shit ton of emails. Jeff, you started real... huge
shitstorm.
Shitstorm on this one, man.
How did he start it?
Because it was his idea for
way
this question of the week.
Go, Canadian.
Yay.
Who's got to sift
Speaking
through
of,
these?
We just got a last minute one actually via Skype just now.
What?
So, yeah.
Fuck.
It's going to be a long break.
We'll get it on break.
It's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jason, how you doing this week, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. Very, very busy in crunch mode for some projects, and really looking forward to a 4-day weekend, especially if it's
damn
in Milwaukee.
Right.
Well, I got a 3-day, but just
I get
good.
A 3-day, and then I'm going to get a 5-day. So, yay me!
Not bad. But speaking of Milwaukee, I don't know if we've officially announced it on the show yet, but all three of us are going to be together at
know,
the same time
right.
in the same place. We're all going to Milwaukee for Scott's, also known as Bitch Pig, also known as the Silence's 30th birthday.
That's right.
So major shenanigans will commence.
Old.
That's right. That's right. We're going to be hanging out with the Cades, and we're going to be hanging out with the Bitch Pigs too. So,
yep.
I think there's going to be lots of Street Fighter. I think there's going to be quite a bit of Rock Band, I'm sure.
Other
stuff going on. So
and beer waffles.
And
beer
batter waffles.
Fuck
we
yeah.
have to make those friggin' waffles.
So you make it with like Guinness, and then you make like take some Bailey's cream and make the cream with it. Oh,
hell
yeah!
Sounds good, man. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, how are you, man?
I'm good. Getting ready for the long weekend coming up this weekend for our, I guess, Victoria Day. I really don't understand why we celebrate it. Well, I do. It's something to do with the Queen, but I don't. It's usually we call it May 2-4 weekend because it's usually on the 24th of May. And I don't know. I don't think you guys call your 24 packs of beer there 2-4s. Because I remember when Tom from M5 Gamers was in town, like, yeah, we'll go pick up a 2-4. He was like, a what? Like, a 2-4 of beer. He's like, what is that? And we're like, a 24 pack? He's like, okay, weird.
Yeah, so, it's just a case.
Yeah, so we can't get the nickname May 2-4. So everyone just gets hammered. And they usually go up to like a cottage or go camping or something like that. And good times. For some reason this week, or this month, this year, it's this weekend, which doesn't make sense, but whatever. It's a day off, and it's a reason to party, so
mm-hmm.
going to do it out.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
It's always good to have a reason to party.
That's right.
That's why I do the podcast every week, so I can drink.
That's good justification.
Yeah.
Speaking of drinking, Saturday we had our, you know, I mentioned that when we were on our honeymoon, we brought back a bunch of bottles of wine. Saturday, we had a bunch of people over that were really helpful at the wedding. We had them over, and we had a little wine tasting with all the stuff that we got back from Canada, so that was fun.
Hoity-toity wine tasting.
That's right. Everyone had their little pinkies out. I know Lisa brought home a bottle of wine. I don't know if she finished that up.
No, not yet. She made sure to get the most childish-looking bottle there was, though, with like these two like apples on it, and they're both smiling. And yeah.
That was good wine, though.
Yeah, very good.
But yeah, everything else is pretty much normal, so that's about it for me.
Hey, what happened after the wine tasting, though?
There was some Street Fighter going on.
Broke out into a Street Fighter party, didn't it?
That's right.
Yeah,
only I think it was only because I had my match that night.
Well, that and Hardiman brought over two of his.
Yeah,
sticks.
Hardiman brought over his 360
in anticipation.
Wine.
So
yeah.
So our wine tasting evolved into a Street Fighter party.
That's right. But it was good fun. Yeah, so that was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it for me. So without any further ado, let's jump in. So Jason.
Yo.
What you playing this week?
I've been trying to play some video games.
Yeah, right.
That's good.
So, did I tell you guys I beat Resident Evil 5?
Yes, you did. I think you told us that last week.
That was last week. Can't say that shit twice.
What?
Nope. Oh, doesn't count.
I really got to milk that one. It's been a long time. So I've been playing a little Street Fighter 4. A lot of Street Fighter 4. Still doing like championship mode and stuff. And then, of course, Scrub Sport is still in full effect. Mm-hmm. In fact, we got the 360 League cooking now, which is awesome.
Yeah, double time now.
Yeah. So, we're very excited about that. Today was a big game purchasing day. I'll say
that.
Really? I haven't been able to play much as of yet, but lots of updates on PSN and also on Steam. Steam, for example, found out that Telltale Games released both seasons of Sam & Max for like $15 a piece, I think. So it's like half off.
Are those good?
Yes, they're very good.
Are they funny?
I think so. If you like point-and-click adventure games...
Yeah. I haven't played one in years.
You will definitely dig it. Totally worth the money. Aside from that, Killing Floor, we talked about that a little bit last week. Picked that up pre-release, so got like a 25% discount or something.
Yeah, it's $15.
Yeah, but even at $20, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
After playing it for just a little bit. Yeah. Good shit. Totally worth the $20, but we'll talk about that a little bit later, I'm sure. Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so the big update on PSN today was Ragdoll Kung Fu being released for free.
For free.
Really?
$3. Actually.
Yep.
Holy shit. Yeah. I got $3.
I should probably do that now.
You shouldn't, because you're on Skype, and you're going to fuck up your bandwidth. That would be a bad idea, Jeff.
No, fine.
Your neighbor's going to be so upset.
This is my... No, I'm actually on my internet connection now, which is actually a good connection, so I think it might work. Yeah.
Let's not risk that.
Yeah, let's
All
not
right.
fuck
Sounds
with
good.
It.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we did.
We might actually keep you without dropping for an episode. How about that?
Too late.
Oh, yeah!
All right, so aside from getting Ragdoll, of course, I kind of did a little impulse buy, and I got King of Fighters 99 for the PS1/PSP.
Oh, cool.
Or whatever.
That's cool.
It's very dated. Definitely. It's hard to go back to after playing Street Fighter for so long. But
the sprites are probably pretty jaggy.
No, they got the whole smoothing thing and whatnot. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, I don't know, just kind of splotchy. But it was an impulse buy because, you know, King of Fighters 12 is coming out pretty soon.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they were counting on that. And, you know, that's why I gave them my money, because I'm a sucker that way.
How much was it?
It was $6, I think.
That's not bad.
Because I just paid $20 for 98. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so
for the new release or whatever, the re-release.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Right. The high whatever.
The Ultimate Edition or whatever.
Ultimate Dream Match or whatever.
Yeah. Something like that. Which I don't think the Madcat stick works with. I've been trying, but I can't get it to recognize it.
And yeah.
It should, shouldn't it?
I've been hearing rumblings that it won't work with like some PS2 games. You're playing it on your PS3, correct?
Yes.
Backwards compatibility. Yeah, like it won't work with some of those old games for whatever reason.
The Unistick works with it. The problem with the Unistick, the buttons aren't labeled. I really have to write down how the buttons are mapped. Because I go in there, and of course I'm new to the King of Fighters, so...
Yeah, you got to try and configure it or whatever, and you don't know what
I got to figure out where the button should be and stuff, so...
Gotcha. Well, shoot me an email or whatever. I'll get it laid out for you.
Cool. Awesome.
Cool.
So the spending spree continued, and got the Social Distortion Rock Band pack.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
I'm really excited about that. I love Social D. I might actually bust out Rock Band for it. What's that?
How many songs are on that pack?
Just three. It's like Story of My Life. No, I think that was
already. Yeah, of course.
I forgot which three, but they're good, damn it.
Well, of course, yeah.
Duh, I bought them. Spending spree Zen Pinball.
Oh, nice!
That's where I think the spending spree
did. You play
ended.
It at all?
Yeah, I played the demo, and my concerns were squelched because it. I think it is actually made by the same guys that did Pinball FX.
Oh, good.
On Xbox Live Arcade, which was phenomenal.
Yeah, no doubt.
Really, really good. So this is a brand new game. And brand new boards and brand new features as well. So they've got a really robust kind of a leaderboard system. And they'll actually give you like in-game updates. Like when you're in the menu screen, they'll give you updates from around the
so-and-so.
The leaderboards. Like so-and-so has actually just scored like a million in a minute on this particular board.
Well,
then again, I might be duped, and they're just, you know, they've got that
stuff
hard-coded.
That'd be badass if you could set that up just to let you notice, have notices about your friends.
Exactly.
And you guys can get that whole leaderboard chasing thing. That'd be awesome.
Well, you know, speaking of friends, actually, they added a lot of multiplayer modes to this. And the thing that I found really interesting is that you can do voice and camera chat.
Oh, cool.
Four people. So you can have, you know, four windows, all your friends, you're all playing games and just playing pinball together.
That's cool.
It's neat, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. A use for the camera. Unbelievable.
Wouldn't you know it? Yes, took me by surprise. I wasn't expecting that. But I like the boards an awful lot, so I think we're going to be playing this a lot with the peeps on VG Evo.
Cool.
Definitely.
Cool.
And I can't think of any other things that I got.
That's quite a list, man. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's the biggest list that you've had in months.
I know. Does that make up for things? Can I still stay on the show?
Well, you have to actually play the games, though, Jason.
Well, I played like an hour of pinball and an hour of Sam and Max, too. And like a half hour of
Killing Floor.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm a gamer again, guys.
You're a gamer again. The intervention could be called off.
That's right.
Suckers.
I'll take the sign back. All right, cool. Jeff, how about you, man?
I've been playing a bit here and there. Actually, it was funny. I popped in an older game into my PS3 early last week, and then listening to the latest episode of The Goo, Chris, which you were on, you guys were talking about the RPGs.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott was saying how Final Fantasy VIII was his favorite Final Fantasy.
Right.
And that's the game I popped in a couple, like, beginning of the week. And I was just like, hey, you know what? I never really played 8 that much, and I want to see how it is. And graphically, it doesn't really hold up too well.
No.
That's for sure. I actually think 7 holds up a little bit more, and just because it's kind of cartoony.
Whoa, but what? Graphics?
Really?
Well, it's, yeah, just, well, okay, they're blocky, but at least they're cartoony blocky, so it kind of like...
Oh, but they're even awful blocky.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Whoa.
But I don't know. Something about it just, I just, it still looks okay, but I don't know. It had that more of like a factor when I played it than when I replayed.
Well, that's the thing. It's one of those situations where it's the first gen of 3D, like the first big gen of 3D, and stuff just from, like, anything from that generation just doesn't seem to hold up very well. I mean, you have your exceptions
anyway.
Here and there, but for the most part, most games don't hold up very well from that era.
If I can go out on a limb and actually say that I think a lot of the character design was a little generic in that one. And this is the first time that they went for like a realistic 3D look, you know, where none of the characters were like, you know, deformed or anything like that. So
Right.
I think,
then they quickly went away from that with 9.
Yeah.
With 9, yeah.
But see, I think it lends itself to just being a little forgettable in the graphics.
Exactly.
Department.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely, no, I agree. But I was playing through it for a bit, and I was like, the gameplay's still there, and I honestly only played about 45 minutes of it, if that, just to kind of see. And it's one of those games I was kind of like, I do want to actually play this, because it's before Final Fantasy got ridiculously complicated, at least
right.
in my opinion. So I kind of want to play through. And I've heard a lot of good things about 8, so I don't know. We'll see if I continue on with it. Maybe if there's another summer drought or something like that, which doesn't look like there's going to be one.
I know. What summer drought? What are you talking about?
Exactly. I also tried playing King of Fighters 98. I don't know. I'm not going to say it's turned me off King of Fighters per se, but it plays so much different than Street Fighter. And I just... Mm-hmm. And again, I don't know if I had the buttons mapped out properly. I didn't really know what the hell I was doing. So it's got me thinking about whether or not I should pick up 12, but I
you
probably
should pick up 12.
Probably still will.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll catch on. You'll catch back onto it pretty quick.
Watch some videos actually, because the engine's been like completely overhauled. It seems like.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little more fluid. I mean, obviously in the animation department, but I don't know. Yeah, there wasn't a real allowance for major combos and many previous King of Fighter games.
Yeah, it seemed like it's basically you just do like the basic moves and the special just use whenever. Like, it didn't seem like they comboed into each other or anything like that. Or
yeah, they
but then again, I'm not really familiar with the series at all. So
seriously, yeah, check out Arcade Infinity on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's a big arcade out in SoCal. And they've got a bunch of like HD videos of King of Fighters 12. It's gorgeous.
Cool.
It is so beautiful.
Yeah,
cool. We'll check that out. Still hanging in there with Riddick and Wolverine as well. I'm almost at the end of Wolverine.
4 or 5 weeks, wow.
Yeah, exactly. I'm slowly chipping away, though. It's really... But that's even... It says something bigger, actually, because usually in a game, if I don't beat in a couple weeks by playing it hours and at a time, I give up. But this is... I'm just playing half an hour here and there, and I'm still going back, so...
Good. Very
for
cool.
That. Yeah, Wolverine I'm almost done with. I'm pretty sure I only have about another hour to go. It is starting to get... It was starting to get tedious, like, last week when I talked about it. Now it's really kind of starting to get tedious, but I do want to beat it, and it's only because they just don't change up the gameplay enough, and the... Boss battles are nothing special,
gotcha.
Really at all. But it's still fun, and that's—it's a movie game that's held my attention this long to the point I'm gonna beat it. So I like
it. They featured it on co-op last week, and I was actually I started watching the way it plays. It does look like it would be a lot of fun, but I could see where it would get repetitive. So I may wait until it's on the cheap and then and check it out then.
Cool. Yeah, it makes sense, because like my biggest problem with the game, I think, is it's too long. Some of the levels seem to drag, and it's one of those games where I think if it was a bit shorter, it would probably have done better for it. Like Heavenly Sword got repetitive and was kind of like the same thing, but at least it was short enough where once you started to get tired of it, it was over. You're like, hey, that's a pretty good game, whereas Wolverine, when you start getting tired of it, there's still about 3 hours left.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I still like it. What else have I played? I got my hands on the Infamous demo.
Nice. Which,
yeah. It's always been on my radar. I've been looking forward to it, but my expectations were nowhere at all. They weren't too high. They weren't too low. They were just there. And I am a pretty big fan of Crackdown, and this game is very similar to Crackdown from the demo, and similar to Spider-Man, and similar to Assassin's Creed. But it does the things that Crackdown and Spider-Man didn't do well, this does all three of the things that are missing, or two of the things from either one that does it well. Like Crackdown, my main problem with Crackdown was there wasn't a focused story, and it was just too much of a sandbox game. You just throw you into a city, here you go, there's three different gangs on three different islands, take them out, there's five bosses in each one, do them in any order you want, that's about it. Which is fun in its own right, you can just kind of make your own game.
Right.
But there's no focus to it. And then my problem with, like, the Spider-Man games is they have all the missions and stuff and, like, a focused storyline, but the game doesn't feel polished, really, especially, like, in the combat. And then this Infamous demo has, like, a structured story. I like the way that the missions are set up, at least from the demo. Very good production values. Like, it looks gorgeous. Doesn't seem that glitchy. The combat is great. Like, the aiming isn't, like, a lock-on aiming system like in Crackdown. It's more like an FPS kind of, or third-person shooter type shooting mechanic, which I think is great. And yeah, I had a good time with it. I played through the demo about three and a half times last night.
Wow.
Just screwing around with stuff and just kind of going. I wish there was a little bit more of the city you could explore in the demo, and I wish that when you went outside of the demo restrictions, it wouldn't just cut you off and restart it. I wish it would warn you, be like, hey, you have to get back in here, and like, oh crap, so I can go back. And then that was like, yeah, kind of annoying.
It was. Because I'd get ambitious and I'd try and explore shit. And it's like, fade to black, slow down.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, just warn me or just push me back, put an invisible wall there or something.
Yeah, something.
I like the parkour aspect. It is kind of touchy in the fact that if you're falling down, you'll grab onto anything.
Yeah.
Which is kind of annoying because I've been in places where I've been getting shot at and I want to jump off a building and drop to the ground so he'll stop getting hit, but he'll grab onto a pole. Like, no, I don't want you to do that, and I'm dead. I kind of wish there was like a button you would hold to make him grab onto something, but that's like a minor thing. But I got over that pretty quick. But yeah, I liked it. It actually got me really excited for the game.
It's pretty fucking awesome, isn't it?
Yeah,
I really like it,
and I'm gonna be picking that up day one for sure. And actually, that happens to be the day after I get back from Milwaukee, which I happen to have booked off for recovery day. So that's gonna be a good Tuesday for me.
It's gonna be Infamous Day for you. That's awesome.
Exactly. No, I was really impressed.
I'm with you, man. I played it too this week, and oh god, it was I had higher expectations than you guys did, and luckily for me, those expectations seem to have been met and exceeded. Just because I didn't expect the controls to work as well as they did.
Yeah.
I thought that they tried to put a lot of stuff in, and I was a little scared that it was going to be too much. And you know, it felt like, especially when you're doing a lot of the platforming aspects of it, like when you're climbing up buildings and stuff, it felt like I was doing enough. But I'm trying to figure out how to say
it's like Assassin's Creed was like autopilot.
Right, exactly. Assassin's Creed was autopilot, and this actually felt like I was doing enough to satisfy me for the platforming aspect.
Yeah, you were controlling it, but it was just grabbing onto stuff. Like, I know exactly what you
mean. I didn't have to bust my ass to try and grab onto every single ledge, but at least I had to jump from one ledge, and I had control over where he was going.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, when I found out you can ride the rails and stuff like that, like the train track rails.
Oh, that was awesome.
And when you have the cables going from building to building, I remember I saw that. I'm like, I wonder if you can, like, skate down those.
Yeah.
And I did it the first time. I'm like, wow, that was awesome. But I wonder how hard it is to do that in the heat of battle. So I'm, like, just sitting there messing around. I'm like, oh, crap, there's one of those cables. I can try to jump it. And I expected it to be really touchy where I totally missed the cable. But it kind of guides you. It just has really good awareness of what you're trying to do, and it kind of guides you there, and it gives you there's a huge like gap for, I guess, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but it just kind of knows what you want to do. It puts you there, and you don't have to worry about like a Tomb Raider type game where you're just going to totally miss that jump and just totally not do what you want to do.
Right.
And I had no problem like doing all this crazy stuff off the rails and, you know, like jumping up buildings onto cars, jumping up, climbing up a pole, then gliding over to like another building and dropping my lightning grenades everywhere.
Yeah.
Which are awesome.
One of the things that I thought was really funny was the fact that you could heal people. laying on the ground. It's like,
or kill
you
them.
Walk up to them and you're like, zap! And you get experience points for doing it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not experience points so much as, like, towards your good side. Because you know you can go, you know, either good or evil.
Right.
So you get, like, karma points or whatever.
And they give you a bit of a taste of that in the demo, too, where you play one mission when you're the hero.
Yeah,
mission,
and then you play the other mission when you're the evil guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's all red. The lightning is red.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And reading IGN has a review up right now. Just reading that afterwards, because I didn't want to read it until after I played the demo. And it got even more excited with all the things they're going to be able to do and how the environment's going to react to you and stuff like that. It seems pretty cool, and it's right up there now. That's like on my most anticipated. I think that was on one of my most anticipated games when we did our show a while back for 2009. But now it's like right up there.
Yeah, it really has exceeded my expectations. I'm really, really, really looking forward to it.
Cool. Yeah. Another game I played. The beta is going on here in Canada. Is 1 vs. 100.
Cool. Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and this is something I literally laughed at when they announced this at last E3 or whatever. I'm like, that's not going to work. That sounds dumb. And Tanya last weekend was the first time the beta was. I think it was Friday, and I had something to do, so I wasn't here, but she played it, and she had a good time. So then the other night, I'm just like, you know, what should I play? And it was a couple of friends on my friends list playing 1 vs. 100. I'm like, what? That's the beta still going on? So I went in, joined them, and their party, like, yeah, it's live right now. You can just come and join. So I joined the game. I wasn't with them. I got put in the crowd. So basically what it is it's the games so far have been from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock p.m. And you enter the game. It'll randomly, well, not so randomly. It picks 100 people to be in the mob, one person to be the one, and then everyone else is put in the crowd. So the crowd basically plays along, and you can get points for answering right and whatnot. But the thing is, you actually have real prizes you can win, and there's an actual real live host, which is pretty cool. Like, they'll take emails live and stuff like that and call out some of the players in the crowd or in the mob, and, you know, take jabs at the one or whatever. And it worked really well. You can only talk to people that are obviously in your party, or if you're not in a party, you get put in a place with your crowd, which is with three other people. You're, like, all sitting in a row. You can talk to those people. And it was actually funny when I joined. Even though I wasn't put with the friends I was in the party with, it put me with Mitchy D, who's on my friends list.
Oh,
and, and it just happened to randomly put me with him. That was, like, so weird. I'm like, out of, like, 16,000 people playing the game, I could put right next to him.
Wow.
But that might have something to do with, like, because he's on my friends list. Maybe it did that, but...
Maybe.
Probably.
That would be cool that it did that, if it did that. That way, though.
So, we had a lot of fun. It was just, like, sitting in, like, I don't want to say a chat room because using voice chat, but we're shooting the shit, playing a trivia game that was going on live with, like, 16,000 other people. And it was a lot of fun, surprisingly. Like,
cool.
Of course, a lot of the fun comes with who you're talking with and stuff like that, but it was cool. But you can win Microsoft points. You can win free Xbox Live arcade games and so forth. If the mob wins, they take the prize that gets divided up amongst them. And, of course, if you're the one you win, you get everything. And if you're in the crowd, the top three people get the prize as well. So... That's pretty cool. And apparently they, because somebody wrote it in an email and the host read it asking, is it random to get in the mob or what's the criteria? And he basically said it's a few things. It's how much you play the game, what your percentage is of getting questions right, and how fast you answer. Because, of course, they don't want, like, a bunch of douchebags, like, being in the mob and screwing things up or whatever, or being, like, the one whatever. So I can see why they're doing that. The one thing, I guess, it's not really annoying, because I guess it is like watching a game show, is there is commercials, but during the commercial breaks, all it does is it goes to, and this is all avatar-based, too. You're in there, it's your avatar that's representing you. Mm-hmm. You can, like, make them move around and stuff. But it'll go to, like, your section of people that you're sitting with, and then it'll show, like, a static ad, like we saw, like an N-plus ad. It's like, hey, N-plus and Xbox Live, go pick it up. But while it's showing you that, the host is talking about what's happening in the game, and, like, reading emails or whatever, which is kind of cool. So it's not really like you have to stare at this ad. You're actually hearing stuff while it's going on. So it is absolutely free, too, when the game is going to be free when it comes out. So it's not going to cost any money to download or anything. So, yeah, I surprisingly had a lot of fun with it. And I'm kind of looking forward to it when they start doing this because it was pretty cool.
Cool. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well,
nice.
Fuck you. We got Netflix. Sucker.
Way to be bitter, Jason.
That does sound really cool. I'm jealous.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. It makes me wonder what other kind of stuff they can do that are similar. Pretty awesome. Next thing you know, I have Deal or No Deal or some crap. But yeah, other than that, that's pretty much it for my week, man.
All right,
you been playing, Chris?
All right, let's go down. I've actually been playing quite a bit. I played some more Retro Game Challenge.
Don't show me
last
up,
week.
Man. Don't show me up.
remember I told you guys last week that the final challenge is to beat all the games. Well, I've beaten one of them so far, so it's a start. Play some more Phantasy Star, of course. We talked about Infamous already. Played a little bit more Resident Evil 5, but not co-op. I played it single player. Not as much fun, that's for sure, but it's still pretty cool, you know. I'm at that part where the truck, like, there's a truck that comes around a corner and tries to run you over, and yeah, after I died on that part like 4 times, I was like, I think I'll stop now.
Push left on the D-pad.
What's that?
Push left on the
push
analog.
Left.
Hit A to run. Both triggers to grab on.
I played some more Beyond Good and Evil for the GOG review coming up.
Nice.
I'm not done with the factory yet because I've been so scatterbrained with my gaming this week. It's like I've been playing a little bit of everything. So I got to a point in Beyond Good and Evil in the factory, and it kicked my ass a little bit, and I took a break from it for a couple of days, and I just came back to it today and finally got past it. So
have you done the races yet? I'm trying to think if you've done...
I've done a couple of the races, yeah, okay, and cool. I won them. I won both of the ones that I did, and it was pretty easy. I'm sure they get harder as you go.
Yeah, wacky,
there's one. I remember there was one that was... Yeah, they're pretty crazy. I was like, I remember when I was playing that game, I was like, they could actually make an entire game based on this, but they just like... tighten up a few things here and there, and
yeah,
it's pretty decent actually.
Yeah, the races were actually pretty cool. I really like what they do with the hovercraft in general because, you know, getting all the parts to put on it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a neat idea. I'm looking forward to because it's like I went into the store and like looked around at like some of the shit they had for like all the amount of pearls that you get, and there's like space. Like parts that like shoot it up into space or something like that. I'm like, oh, I wonder how that's gonna work. You know?
Did you guys see the leaked footage from Beyond Good and Evil 2?
Oh my god, it looks awesome.
Oh, it's friggin' Mirror's Edge in third person, but
yeah,
looks
it really
amazing.
Is.
It looks pretty damn cool. But I want to believe that's gameplay footage, but I don't know if it is. It just seemed too smooth, and the way she animates is ridiculous. I'm hoping that's what the game's gonna look like. But
yeah, it's hard to say. It really is. What else? Play some more Street Fighter 4, of course. Got some Scrubs Court matches in. Hopefully, I think Chibi Knight and Spoiler Alert are coming over tomorrow. We're gonna get some playtime in. And we'll see how that works. So I picked up X-Blades.
Oh, did you?
You bought it?
Yeah, I did. I found it for super cheap.
Okay.
And when I say super cheap, I mean less than $20.
Okay, that's all right. That's
and all right. So I picked it up, and it's exactly what I expected it to be. It's mindless hack and slash. And is it good? No. Is it bad? Not really. It's kind of very very average.
Very mesticals.
Yeah. It's they try to be creative with the combat and like actually give you melee combos and shit like that, but all the melee combos are using one button, so it's like you hit the button and then you hold it down and then you hit left on the analog stick or something like that, and you know, depending on if you time it right, you'll do a combo. You know, it's
okay.
They tried to make it interesting and they made it weird. So I'm not sure what to think about that. I haven't played it a whole lot. I only played it for about 2 hours or so, but you know, overall it's fun, and you know, I'll continue to play it. It's exactly what I thought it was going to be. It's mindless hack and slash. The fact that you have magic and you know, gun attacks as well is pretty cool. I've picked up a few of the magic spells already, like Earthquake and Fireball and stuff like that, and you know, add something new to the game. But it's pretty cool. And
have you played the Wolverine demo yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, you should download that, and I want you to compare the two, because I just want to make sure I'm not on crack for thinking Wolverine's as good as it is, because they both seem kind of like the similar type games. But
I'm sure Wolverine is better than X-Blades. Mm-hmm. I would put money that Wolverine is better than X-Blades.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I would. Because I mean, X-Blades is... It's very... I don't know how to explain it, really. It's very...
It looks basic.
It seems like it's really confined, all right? The way it works is you go into, like, an area, and you kill everything in that area, and you know, it says area clear, right? No big deal. But then you have the opportunity to run around the area and explore it a little bit, and, you know, you can... you'll find all the breakable items and artifacts and stuff like that. But some of the areas are super small, and then others are really, really large. So there's exploration, but it really depends on where you are.
So it's still based on arenas basically though, right?
It is very arena based. It is very, 'cause everything comes at you all at once. And the way they design these levels and the way they put enemies in it. It's like there's one level where you've got stuff on that's like, I think it was Jaw Muncher that called them little armless dinosaurs. Right? And
he never mentions dinosaurs.
Right, never ever. So these guys are all coming at you on the ground, and then there's these things that fly around in the air, and the only way that you can shoot them, that you can kill them, is either by shooting them with the blades. Or, you know, using a projectile magic attack on him. But in order to get your magic, you have to kill stuff. So on that stage, it's no big deal. But then there's two stages before, the only thing that you're fighting is these things in the air. So you can't, like, build up your rage meter by doing melee attacks. You have to shoot them with your guns. So it's... I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how well the levels were designed. You know, how well they were thought out. And I don't know. It seems like it was, some of these things were just kind of thrown in to throw them in, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
So, but I would bet that Wolverine is better than X-Blades. I mean, I would say Viking is better than X-Blades by far.
Okay.
X-Blades is maybe a little bit better than Conan.
Really?
Yeah, from a hack and slash perspective, it might be a little bit better than Conan. So.
I like the hacky slashies.
I do. I like them too. I love them. So, and that's kind of why this thing's been on my radar, and that's kind of why I picked it up. And you know, for the amount I paid for it, I'm not disappointed. You know,
all stuff to tide us over for the big one that hopefully comes out at the end of this year, right? So
the one that comes out in March 2010.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, I would agree with that. It's one of those things where it's just like I wanted a hack and slash, so I went out and got this. And now that you're talking about Wolverine, I'll probably go out and get that when it's on the cheap too. So
yeah, you download the demo, man. I think you'll like
it.
Yeah,
I will. I'll do that this week.
I really do. Yeah.
I'll do that this week. The last thing I've been playing this week is the one that Jason mentioned earlier on Steam, Killing Floor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which you know, we picked up for $15. And it's very Left 4 Dead. Very,
and
very Left 4
some.
Dead. And then some.
And then some, eh?
It's the way it works is that you get... Okay, this. Keep in mind that we're recording on Thursday. The game just came out. I played it for like an hour and 15 minutes. So don't... Okay. You know, this might be totally different next week. But the game is damn fun. And holy shit if they didn't put a lot of stuff to make it more fun. It's like they have this... like when you take a really, really good shot, if you like get a perfect headshot, they'll slow down time and just, you'll see all the parts just flying everywhere, you know, just really cool shit. Very cool. You know, presentation in that way. And then besides the, you know, it's the same idea as Left 4 Dead. You know, you have waves of enemies coming at you, but you also like between waves, instead of like going to a safe room, you go to a vent, like a trader, and the trader you can buy weapons from. So okay. You have additional weapons that you can get. Plus, you get they call them perks, and you can level up your perks, and you get to select a perk that you're playing with. Mm-hmm. So, and you can level up all your perks all at the same time, but there's one that gives you the bonuses that you select before you start the game.
Can you get melee weapons?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, that'll be huge for zombie that, lovers.
Yes. The melee weapons that you start that you start out with is just a knife. The first time you get to the trader, she's got a machete and an axe available. So
baseball bat?
There's no I didn't see a baseball bat just yet.
Okay.
But the machete is wicked awesome. I mean, I was just walking by guys just going squap, squap. I mean, just shit flying everywhere. You know, the slowdown effects, watching the heads fall off, it was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
And bear in mind, these aren't like your traditional zombies, though. They aren't even really fast-moving zombies. This is stuff kind of out of Silent Hill.
Oh, really? There okay, so it's not like, it's not Left 4 Dead zombies? Or
no.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, grotesque, so, you know, deformed humanoids.
Like World of War zombies in the zombie mode?
Did either of you guys play that?
I've seen screenshots, but even more so. Like, there's this one dude that probably stands about, like, 7-8 feet tall, and he's, like, covered in, like, spiked armor, and he's got, like, a chainsaw for a hand.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the thing is like, you know how Resident Evil, they'll run at you really fast, and then when they get close, they'll kind of stop and start walking?
Yeah, that's to
This is exactly the opposite.
Yeah. Oh, God,
What's the
yes.
point
they,
of that?
They kind of, like, walk onto the screen, and then as soon as they see you, they just start charging at your ass.
Dude, they team up. Mm-hmm.
They do. They team up. And like, some of them can grab you and, like, hold on to you so you can't move.
Yeah.
And they will. And until you defeat that enemy, everybody else is just wailing on you.
Now, is it like Left 4 Dead where you have progressed through a mission? Or is it, like, more of, like, you're locked in, like, a house kind of thing and you got to survive the waves after wave of zombies?
It is kind of like you're locked in a house of sorts, as far as the level that I played, and it's just wave after wave. So you get kind of a break in between each wave where you can run to the trader and refill. It doesn't seem like they waste too much time telling any kind of story.
No, they don't.
There's no story. This is all like...
There's zombies attacking.
It's all
your
death
shit.
And destruction. Like,
yep.
And that's why it's so great.
Yep.
But, you know, one of the... Like, I actually completed one of the maps... Mm-hmm. And it was this map where you were on this large farm area. And it's... So, this is where I'm going to say it's not actually like you're locked in the room. It all depends on the map that you're on. Because when you're in this... when you're in the big farm, you know, you start out and there's a truck in front of you. And then you can move off to these barns. And the trader is in one of the barns over on the side. You go to the trader and then, you know, the next wave starts. And you have to make your way to the next trader. So, instead of going from safe room to safe room, you're going from trader to trader.
Okay.
And the waves that come, it's like they have the different types of creatures or zombies or whatever the hell you call them. Yeah, you have your basic one, and then you have like the crawler one that kind of jumps on you and stuff like that. And then they have like this female weird thing that's got stealth.
Does with her tongue?
No, she doesn't.
Stealth fucking thing.
Yeah, but she's really she's got stealth on her, and she'll like all of a sudden turn
camouflage.
Invisible. And you
That's
can,
cool.
yeah, and you
like
can kind of see the
shit.
Outline, like the, yeah, just like the Predator.
Nice.
But, you know, and you just have to be looking for it. And then they have ones with machetes on their hands. They have the ones with the chainsaws on their hands. And just a lot of, a pretty good variety of guys. And then, of course, they have the large boomer-like, zombie as well, that if you're too close to it, when it blows up, it sprays acid all over you.
Obscures your vision completely.
Yeah, completely.
Even better than
Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Huh.
But
Left 4 Dead is pretty solid. I love that
game. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't want to say the entire game is better than Left 4 Dead by any means.
But it does things like differently and not necessarily better.
This is a very good addition for people that love Left 4 Dead. Like if you've played Left 4 Dead so much that you want something new, Killing Floor is going to give you that something new.
Left 4 Dead created a new genre.
Right, exactly.
Cool. That's our answer.
And the good thing, one of the cool things is that like it tells you that there's four waves. Well, after mm-hmm. after that fourth wave, there's actually a fifth wave that's a boss fight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the boss, like the boss that I fought was this the dude had stealth and he had a rocket launcher and he had a chain gun.
Fuck.
And he shot zombies at. Yeah, then zombies started coming at you too. So it's like you after you shoot them a couple times, so like fall down to the ground, and he says, "Oh, you know," he says that basically laughs in your face, says that tickles or something like that, and gets up mm-hmm. and turns stealth on and runs away, and then zombies come at you.
Fuck.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, they added that kind of aspect to it. It's kind of like, I mean, you can compare it to the tanks, I guess. Because you don't fight a whole lot of tanks, but when you do, it's kind of an epic battle.
Actually, that reminds me, did you guys... I totally forgot to mention this, but I played Left 4 Dead actually last week. I played the DLC, like the survival mode stuff. Have you guys tried that?
No, I did, actually. Oh, I got my ass handed to me.
God, it's hard.
I've heard that.
Me and a buddy of mine, Captain Harlock, VGVO, we played a map. We made it to 8 minutes and something that... Him and three other people couldn't get past 6 minutes, like, the night before. Somehow we managed to find some good strategy, but it is ridiculous. Like, you're fighting two, sometimes three tanks at one time.
Holy crap.
Oh, my God. It's insane. But that map was just, I guess, not well-designed, but there's a good strategy to it where you can kind of contain them for at least 5 minutes, and after that, it's just fucking luck. But some of the other maps, we didn't even last, like, 4 minutes. It was ridiculous.
Man, that's crazy.
It's crazy stuff.
Oh, Chris, did you notice that there's a welder's gun?
Yeah.
So you can actually weld doors closed.
Yeah, you can close doors and weld them shut. Yeah, and that's actually part of the, I was telling you that there's like different perks that you can get. And it's really different classes of soldiers that you can have. Mm-hmm. And one of them is a support soldier, like a support class. And like you can level up all your classes. Well, it tells you like different things to do to level up. And for the support class, which is what I actually used for my perk, it mm-hmm. was do X amount of damage with a shotgun. Or, you know, weld, you know, do this much welding on doors. And I didn't even see the welding gun. Is it with the trader?
No, actually, you get it at the start.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of the first things they did. Like,
that's what's underneath the first aid thing.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay, well, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, long story kind of long anyway. if you are a fan of Left 4 Dead and you want more, then Killing Floor is where you want to be. Because this game...
Who made this game?
This is by Tripwire, which is the developer that's up the street from me. They are...
Really?
I could, you know, it would take me 10 minutes to drive to their...
Is it on the
studio.
Source Engine too? Just like...
Yeah, it is.
No, it's on... No, I think it's on Unreal.
Source Engine.
Really?
No, some of the networking technology, I think, for the server stuff is Unreal, but it's made on the Source
Engine.
Oh,
okay.
I'm almost positive.
So when I get my new PC, I'll probably be able to run this thing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's cheap. Cool. $20.
$20,
yeah,
it's totally worth it.
Now, I got to say, there's a little caveat. Like, some of the UI stuff is a little at first. Like,
really?
When you're first getting into the game, I'm like, oh, what the hell is this? But as soon as I got in the game, man, it's really good looking.
The game itself,
the effects are great. The sound is really good too.
Six player. Yeah,
wow.
Six player co-op. Yeah.
I'm listening. I've been listening.
No, I mean it really is. It really is that good. I mean, it's a steal for $20. But I do have to agree with Jason. Some of the menus are kind of weird, I it might be just my inexperience with Steam in general because I've only got like two or three games on Steam. But I was trying to figure out a way to get Jason into my game, and I couldn't figure it out. But after Jason...
Sounds like PSN.
After Jason had to leave, and after I was starting messing with the IM window that we were talking in, and I noticed that there, like, if you click on it, there's a join game. So like you can join the game of the person that you're IMing with. So I have a feeling that it would have been simple enough for Jason to just click on my name, say join game, and he would have been in my game.
Yeah.
It's just, but we couldn't find anything in the actual game that said invite this player, you know. So that's kind of weird too. But overall, it was I am so glad I bought this game because it was a lot of fun. Just the hour I played it, I was very much enjoying it.
And you know, it started off as just a mod too. Like somebody in the fan scene was like a group.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually trying to have this be done. They had to drop the project, and then Tripwire picked it up and finished it off, made it to its own.
That's pretty cool. I like hearing shit like that. That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. That's how Counter-Strike got made too, wasn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, they were a mod of Pathfinder.
That's pretty awesome.
I was impressed. Tripwire has impressed me. That was good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
But that is it for me.
Damn, that's our show. Holy shit.
Yeah, wow. No, that's like the longest we've talked about a game and distractions in a while.
I know, because we all had new stuff to talk about. That's good. I like that.
Cool.
But
minimal
now,
Street Fighter, people. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Very minimal.
Scrubsport.com. all right, Jeff, take the show, man. It's yours.
Awesome. Here's some news for you guys. We're all big fans of Lair. The three of us, anyway.
Oh, it's my favorite game ever.
I fucking loved it until they did that whole motion control fix shit. I was perfectly fine with that.
We're all looking forward to sequels. Chances are they're not going to happen anymore because, unfortunately, Factor 5 has officially shut down. Of course, that's bad. No one ever wants to hear about people like losing their jobs or whatnot.
No,
but,
not at all.
They're apparently working on a game for the Wii, which no one knows what that might have been. It was rumored that it was going to be the new Kid Icarus game. But anyway, that was apparently dropped. And then they had another game. They were working with another company. I can't remember the company's name. They dropped that game too. So they basically had no funding coming from anywhere. So they had to shut things down.
That sucks.
So sad, because I mean, the Rogue Squadron games were good. I think most people enjoy them, especially Star Wars fans. They were a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. They probably shouldn't have went the way of Lair. They probably should have stuck with the license that they had. But hey,
well,
you know what?
I won't say that. I think that Lair could have been good, but they tried to do way too much with it.
I just think it was rushed, and I think that they were forced to put in the motion controls and base the whole game around that.
Yeah, and not only that, but they also tried to make everything 1080p, and they shouldn't have been that ambitious with the visuals. You know, they should have scale it down, do 720p, make it look damn good, and you know, don't try and be that game that does everything right this early in a life cycle, you know. If you want to do all that, you know, get your base first and do it in Lair 2.
Exactly.
And
I bought a PS3
for
Lair.
Yeah.
Of course, it's before the Lair was out, but I was like, that game looks awesome. It's dragons. You can breathe fire. You can walk on the ground and eat people. Oh my God, did I tell you you can ride a dragon? Awesome.
Hey, that's why I bought it, man. I was so excited. I get to ride a dragon and blow fire at shit and just
and it's like open
explosions.
World.
Explosions.
And it anywho, well, Lair closed down, but you know how this usually works is the talented guys and even the non-talented guys, they usually get picked up, or they can split off and form maybe another company. Factor 6. Kind of like two of the original founders or co-founders of Naughty Dog have actually formed their own company called Monkey Gods Studios.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's right. They're currently working on games for like iPhone and stuff like that, but there's rumors that they're going to be making games also for the Wii, the PS3, and the 360. So there you go. When some jobs are lost, some other jobs are picked up and giving other people opportunities. So, and Naughty Dog's a great developer, so if these guys had anything to do with what Naughty Dog originally did or have that same kind of pedigree, then we could be looking at some quality stuff.
Yeah, I'll pay attention.
Damn right. PS3 still hasn't hit a price drop yet. Everyone's expecting one. But there's already rumors and pictures of a PS3 Slim.
Apparently, I saw this.
A factory in China leaked some pictures. At first, people thought these were fake, but then after closer inspection, the experts, I'm doing air quotes, said they actually aren't fake and that they could very well be real. I don't know if you guys saw these pictures. It looks ugly.
It does look ugly. It's like they made it slimmer, but they made it bigger.
It's the same. Yeah, it's
it
like
looks like it's
wider.
Bigger.
Yeah, it's slimmer, but it looks... It's like square now as opposed to like a rectangle.
Right.
And
right.
It just looks...
I don't know. Did it
surprise anyone? I mean, you know, because the PS3 is not a real pretty looking piece of machinery.
No, it's not. But this thing is even worse looking.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, and I want to kind of be skeptical because usually when they do something like that, there's a drastic reduction in price, or at least by like $100 or so. And I don't know. And I guess we might see it at E3 coming up, but
I hope so. They need to. I can get past the ugliness. What the hardware looks like if they drop the price $100.
Buy another one?
No, I'm not going to buy a new one. But at
then
least
what do you care?
Know, fuck you, Jeff.
You already have the good looking one that weighs 60 pounds.
That's right. That plays all the PS2 games.
Exactly. That PS3 fat, yo. Yeah, who knows? We'll see if anything at E3, if it's not announced then, hopefully a price drop is, because if it is coming, that pretty much guarantees a price drop. So, but yeah, this is kind of weird for Sony.
That's what they really need.
Sony doesn't usually do their slim thing till well into the console's life cycle.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Most of the time, they're making money by now.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know they're not making money on this thing yet.
No, God, no. True that, Holmes. Well, you know, no one else is making money. A lot of people are making money off DLC. But MotorStorm 2, not going to make me money off DLC that's coming out this week, as well as every week for the next 8 weeks.
Why is that?
They're actually releasing DLC packs once a week for 8 weeks, like I just said. I blame that on the beer. 3 paint jobs are going to be coming out. So picture it as like the Street Fighter packs, costume packs that we were all paying for, that we got every week until every character had one. This is the same thing, but for every car in the game, and it's free.
I like
and
that.
Also, pretty cool.
They're also adding other stuff too, like a couple patches like that, and some things to do with trophies and just some little things here and there. But the big thing is the paint jobs. Yeah, so good on them, especially since they raped everybody with MotorStorm 1 in charge for everything that should have been in the game
good,
the first
so
time.
They listened. Good.
Seems like it.
This is how you support your shit, man.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yep. It's just another incentive to buy a game, kind of like how Ignition's putting another incentive to buy their game. King of Fighters... that's not Ignition, actually. Who the hell makes King of Fighters 12?
Ignition puts it out, I think.
Yeah, they're publishing it.
SNK.
Yeah, they're giving incentive to buy the game on consoles by adding in 3 console-exclusive characters, kind of like how Street Fighter 4 did, adding in a bunch of console-specific characters. Apparently, adding in... like, I'm not too familiar, so, you know, if I'm getting these totally wrong, someone call me out here. But it looks like the characters are going to be... let's see here. What are their names? Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Mature.
Okay. Yeah.
And also Rugal.
Rugal. I didn't see that. I didn't hear about the Rugal business.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Really? Yeah, there's. Those are the 3 that apparently are going to be hitting the consoles.
Cool. Yeah, because there was an announcement trailer like last week or something with Elizabeth and Mature. So
really?
I'm like, huh. Yeah, I haven't heard anything about Rugal yet. So you actually gave me some... wow.
Actual news? Holy shit.
Wow.
Actually, I didn't actually give this to you. This actually came from the Marquee, who actually sent me this personally. He's like, you got to put this in news, man. I was like, you know what? That's actually newsworthy. Good job, dude. Good job. Mm-hmm. So kudos to him for hooking me up with that. So look for that. Look for those extras. There might be
Hey, Jeff. I got a story for you.
Stop playing Street Fighter EX4. Stop playing real fighting game.
You have to bleep out the EX.
Yeah, exactly. Peggle, we all know and love, is finally available on iPhones.
I wish I had an iPhone.
Hey.
Yeah, only for $4.99, you get the original Peggle. Mm-hmm. I have not downloaded it yet. I'm going to. Probably after this, because that's pretty awesome. Peggles would be an awesome game to play on the go.
Are you going to have Tony do it for you?
Probably, because I'm retarded. That's easy. App Store, Peggle. Fuck, I can't find it. T can do this for me.
Help me.
Yeah, so it's about time. It's been rumored for a long time. Everyone knew it was coming. Since Peggle's on everything. It's on everything right now except for PSN, so I wouldn't be surprised if it hit that sooner rather than later.
We'll see.
Yes, please.
Yep. Modern Warfare 2 just had the gameplay video shown around the interwebs. Everyone's excited. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. It's going to hit this fall. I'm actually really excited for this game. News, or more like a rumor, hasn't been confirmed yet. But Treyarch... yes. Treyarch is going to be making Call of Duty, in quotes, 7, because can't really keep track because they keep changing the names. Yes. So, I haven't beat World of War yet. Modern Warfare 2 is being hyped up for this fall. Treyarch's been Call of Duty 7. It's going to take place, rumored to be either in Vietnam or possibly during the Cold War. They don't really know yet.
You mean it's not World War 2?
Well, Nothing's confirmed, but they're saying it's not going to be World War II.
You know what else they're saying? Who gives a shit?
Awesome. Sadly, okay, millions I feel better. Of people are going to give a shit, but I'm honestly sick of this. Like, okay, guys, Call of Duty, overkill. Especially when everyone that Treyarch makes is based on the engine that Infinity Ward made the year before, and just in a different setting, it's right. Like,
but it's got updated stats, yo.
Oh well, shit. Fuck. Well then, yeah, everyone should give a shit then.
My war roster has been updated. I don't know.
I mean, this is just.
It's over.
Why is this? This isn't even a surprise, though. I mean,
no, it's not at all. It's still rumored. It's not a fucking rumor. Everyone knows.
It's not a rumor. Everyone knows that the odd numbered Call of Duties are just Treyarch taking whatever Infinity Ward did and changing it a little.
Yeah.
You know, and Infinity Ward does all the work, and Treyarch profits from it. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, they do put in work, but I mean, it's still.
Yeah, they put in zombies. That's fine.
It's Activision. Yeah, just whoring out. All their IPs.
Fucking Activision. Satan.
There's what, nine versions of Guitar Hero coming out this year?
Yeah, fuck that.
Something like that. It's ridiculous.
I'm sorry. I'm dropping a lot of F-bombs today, but...
God will not be approving of that. Especially if you were a Christian hardcore gamer.
Oh, shit.
Oh, way to break out that inside joke. All right.
But anyway, I know a lot of people are going to actually care about that, all that... First-person shooter fans, but guys, seriously, don't give your money to Activision. Buy Modern Warfare 2. Infinity War deserves it. Please skip a year to make them force them to like actually put a little bit more effort in, and so people won't get sick of their damn games. I didn't even beat World of War because I was like, wow, I just beat Call of Duty 4 last year, and this feels very similar.
Yeah. It's too much, too soon.
Exactly.
Too similar.
Other than that, that was your news.
Thank you, Jeff.
Right. Busy now. It's kind of the
thank you,
the storm,
Mr. Chorney.
That was informative.
It was.
Informative.
All right, cool. So why don't we take a break then?
Let's cool. do it.
We've been talking long enough.
Holy shit. Yeah, we have.
So we'll come back and we'll talk about stories about when we've taken gaming too far.
Mm-hmm.
That should be fun with our
like when you
shit ton of
to have
emails.
A podcast about gaming.
Yeah. And then we'll do some new releases. We'll get another contest winner for this week. We'll do some listener email and a new question of the week. So stay tuned and we'll be back after this. It's time to wake up.
Hey, Josh, I think we need to come up with a commercial now that we're officially part of VG Evo. I mean, everybody else has got a commercial, they've got their radio spot, we got nothing.
All right, you know, how about we talk about achievements, yo?
No. That's already been done.
Well, alright, what if we had a catchphrase, like, I don't know, schmazzle wazzle?
Schmazzle what? That's ridiculous.
Well, alright, how about, who gives a...
Alright, that one's been done too. I know that one's been done.
Alright, fair enough. What about the top 5 reasons we haven't done a commercial yet?
Alright, now you're just being a smartass. No, that's not going to work.
Oh, wait, I got it. We can get our girlfriends and we can challenge them to game on the 360. How about that?
I think that's been done too, actually.
All right, fine. Why don't we just tell them who we are?
360 Nation?
Oh, that's real original.
Yeah, because the world needs another 360 podcast.
Indeed it does.
Research Nation is a proud member of the VGEvo.com podcast network and FuriousGamer.com.
And welcome back.
Oh my god. The break is over. Wait,
that's a crazy
quick.
Break.
We going to take another one?
We're going to go on break, so stay tuned. And no. So today we asked you guys to tell us about when you've taken gaming too far, and this was Jeff's idea.
Way to go, Jeff!
He threw this one out there.
Thanks.
And holy crap, did you guys respond in spades? I am sorry, but we are not going to be able to get all of the emails that you guys sent in and on the podcast. So we're going to go through as many as we can. We're going to have fun, you know, laughing at people and then laughing at ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll see what we can do. Yeah. So as Chris mentioned, yeah, the record number of emails and voicemails and everything. So we can't get to everything, but maybe we'll surprise you.
I don't know. We'll see. I'll start off with this first one here. Who the hell is this from? My brother, I got two stories. Arkham's Razor.
Arkham.
How's it going, man? Two stories. My brother and I used to decide all things via Street Fighter II on the Genesis. If any decisions about what to do needed to be made, the rush to the console began. One day we were trying to figure out if we wanted to get a pickup game of football or wiffle ball going. Long story short, I won. But not without a head laceration from the six-button controller being smashed into my head from behind.
Holy crap!
As I stood up in victory. Once my mom got the bleeding to stop, I enjoyed an afternoon of wiffle ball while my brother got to watch from his bedroom window.
Victory. Oh, you got in trouble.
Victory never tasted so sweet.
And apparently hurt so bad.
No doubt. On to the second story. My wife works until 9 p.m. every night during the week. Once I joined the Warhawk Wednesday cult, you do remember Warhawk, right?
What is Warhawk?
I have no idea.
What? I think it was on PS1.
She realized that she never saw me anymore on Wednesdays. So, last month, she talked it over with her boss and the owner, and now she gets out at 7:30 p.m. so that we can spend some time together before I lock myself up and demand complete silence so I can focus on laying my mines. Nothing like making your wife change her work schedule around gaming
because
nights.
Of a game.
Wow. You need That's to awesome. hold on to her, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
If she's willing to change her schedule just so she could be home to spend time with you, you need to hold on to her.
That's insane.
He even said that. Yeah. He's like, that's plus 1 point for the married game.
Oh, no shit, dude. There you go.
Scrub Sport Bottom Feeder, Arkham. I didn't call him that, but he signed it that way.
Nice.
Nothing to do with that.
So here's a question. Have you guys ever, like, thrown a controller or hit someone with a controller or... a controller thrown at you or been hit with one?
All of the above.
I was going to say, can we choose that? Yeah, I've definitely thrown a number of controllers, even joysticks.
At people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it depends on how fast I think they can move. Like, if I know that they can dodge I'll probably throw it at them, but...
He'll throw it real slow, like...
Right, I'll give him a heads up. I had a bad experience one time where, like, I was practicing throwing, like, playing cards or something like that, and I threw one, and it ended up in this dude's eye.
Oh! Yeah. Wow.
It didn't cut anything, like, really bad, just, like, his eyelid. So I'm shy about throwing things at people now. But that doesn't say that I don't want to. Sometimes they deserve it.
Jeff, tell us your throwing at.
Both have always come during Street Fighter, surprisingly.
Yeah.
And usually on the Super Nintendo, when playing at a friend's house, and back in the day with Street Fighter 2, like I said, we considered throwing to be really cheap, especially with Chun-Li, because you could tick throw, like once you got one tick throw in, it was pretty much all over. And it would go back to that back and forth, and then just every once in a while, you grab the controller, and you'll throw it. Like, I wouldn't actually, like, aim and throw it, throw it in their general direction, but of course, during, like, Super Nintendo days, you're sitting basically right next to each other, so... Yeah, a couple of times I'd hit my buddy in the forehead, or he'd smack me with the controller. Yeah, just like it was pretty bad back in the day. And now we have joysticks, so I don't want to throw them because you know you don't want to break them.
Oh, I still do. Well, I smack them, and I sometimes smack them a little hard, and sometimes Lisa has to come out and say, "Knock it off." But no, I've actually knocked like the quick disconnects off the button. I'll have to open it up and like reconnect them. It's like, oops.
That's funny.
Sorry.
I actually don't have any throwing at or thrown at from other people.
Really?
Like involving other people. I mean, my throwing controller time was spent throwing it at the ground, and and usually the controller did not survive. It really depends, though. Like I've noticed that as the as generations have progressed, the controllers have gotten increasingly cheaper.
Yeah, true.
As far as quality, and they don't hold up as well. Either that, or I was just throwing them harder. It could be either one. It might be both.
I sometimes aim for the couch. And then watch it bounce off and try and catch it.
I don't throw them anymore, but I'll like I won't actually chuck them at the ground, but I'll do one of those things where it's like, what the fuck? And you throw it up in the air and it hits the ground and then every once in a while it goes crack and it's like fuck. So it's really bad when you start getting frustrated with like a DS or a PSP game and it's like, and you want to throw it and you can't because it's like it'll break.
That's the whole system. You can't do that. a controller I can replace. We get caught up in this stuff, especially in fighting games. And speaking of fighting games, we have a voicemail, actually, from a fighting game aficionado.
Aficionado.
Who's this guy?
What the hell is the Marquis doing here?
Oh, it's crazy. It's the Marquis, actually. That soundbite was from Nogric. Thank you very, very much. I'm not going to find his email here. Yeah, I totally lost it. Maybe we'll just play it next week.
What do you think? All right, sounds good.
Should we just put it off till next week?
Yeah, we don't play it.
All right, sorry, Marquis.
We have a running joke.
Hey,
we
this, oh, fuck. It's me, the Marquis.
Wrong button, dude.
I'm calling about your question of the week. When have you taken gaming too far? Boy, let me tell you. You know, I'm just such a calm, collected, pacifistic sort of person.
Wait, who
I've
is this
never
from?
Really had any incidents? Seriously, though, it started mainly when I could afford to pay for my own consoles and peripherals and whatnot. Because, you know, when you're a kid, you only get stuff once a year or twice a year, say birthdays and Christmas. You cherish these things and you take care of them. But when you have your own income, then inhibitions kind of go out the window. So I think the best story I have would probably be the time when Tony Hawk Pro Skater came out for the PlayStation 1.
That's hot.
And it was the mall stage. I think New York mall stage. I was trying to collect the skate letters, and it just frustrated the hell out of me. I ended up breaking about, I think, 3 DualShocks that stage alone.
That's crazy.
It got so bad that what I would do is actually take a busted controller, repackage it, and take it back to, like, Kmart when we still had those in the area before the, you know, neighborhood went to total shit, closed down, too, and just exchange it and say, it doesn't work. But the punchline there was, I was f***ing doing it wrong. I had a completely incorrect skate line set up, so joke's on me, I was f***ing doing it wrong, spent all this money on controllers because I'm a dumb asshole, and then my one buddy shows me, oh, there's this other way to hit that trick line. Whoops. Have an arcade story.
Oh,
which
God.
Was one point I was playing Street Fighter 2 back in the day.
And
I forget what prompted it, but basically I had one of my fits of rage and shoved the joystick using my palm into the cabinet.
What?
I just kind of like busted out the dim mock from Bloodsport on this joystick and broke my Street Fighter 2 cabinet at the local arcade.
Oh, he's that guy.
So for all the bitching I do about, you know, people breaking arcade cabinets, I'm one of those assholes. I've never done it again since. And
well, that's
I've
good
actually
to know.
Tried it once, and I'm like, how the f*** did I do that? I had to be so blindingly mad because that's kind of a hard thing to do. Well, at least in my later experimentation, unless they just started reinforcing the cabinets a bit better. A couple other quick ones was one time after the PS2 launched and it was very hard to get a hold of. It was me and 3 of my buddies over here playing Dead or Alive 2 hardcore. So, you know, anybody thinks they're going to shit me for, you know, taking photos of me playing Street Fighter 4 at MGC, really, I've played, if there's people to play a game against, a fighting game against, I'll play that fighting game. So it's like, I've played far, far worse. But anyhow, we were playing Dead or Alive 2, and my one buddy got really excited and, like, yanked the control, his joystick, and jerked the system. And this is at the time
what are we
the
talking about
systems
again?
Were, you know, in short stock and hard to get a hold of. And I just kind of freaked out. I was like, dude, don't break my PS2! Of course, I apologized after that, but, you know, just like paranoia with the whole, Jesus Christ, I won't be able to get another one of these things for 6 months.
Yeah.
Everybody's still cool. And then there was the time Sega finally, you know, called it quits and started developing Virtua Fighter for the PS2. The Virtua Fighter 4 came out. Virtua Fighter's always had a bitch of an AI. You know, I remember the Saturn version annoying the hell out of me because it would memorize your attack patterns and use that against you, so it was kind of a difficult game, but Virtua Fighter 4 took it to a whole new level of assholery, and I just got so frustrated with the game, I took it out of my PS2, put it back into the game case, and then threw the game case as fast and as hard as I could into a wall here in my house, and I shattered the case. The disc actually survived, and so I just basically ended up finding a replacement case and trading the game in because I was like, I don't need this kind of frustration. Later on, I picked up Virtua Fighter 4 Evolution and managed to deal with that. I think the AI in that was less punishing, but Jesus, Sega, AM2, your AIs are cocksuckers. All right, guys, take it easy. Please remember, Blaze Blue, June 30th, King of Fighters 12, July 7th. Pick them up, please. I'm going to go lay down. Got another f***hold. Hopefully it's a bacon lung, and I'll be dead soon.
What? Take it easy, brother.
Okay, I gotta. So he'll play any fighting game if there's other people to play fighting games, except for Street Fighter 4.
No, he'll even play that one too.
If there's side by side, yeah.
Yeah,
I got you.
He won't play it online because it messes with his charge characters or something like that.
Okay. Some kind of excuse,
right? There's usually some sort of excuse, yeah.
Involved. Yeah.
But doesn't like the artwork, so he can't play the game.
Have you guys broken systems in Rage?
No, I've never broken a system.
No. I can't say I'd ever do that. It's like that DS thing, you know? You don't want to break the system.
I tried once.
What?
Did you really?
I didn't do it, though. The thing, the old NES thing was built like a fucking rock. Besides the fact that the actual way you put the cartridge in the machine was horribly designed. I don't know who the fuck thought that up. But, the actual circuitry and shit was built like a rock, because I actually hit the sucker hard enough to put a crack straight down the middle of the system, and it still worked. It still worked.
Try doing that to your PS3 or 360, see what happens.
No thanks. I'm gonna avoid that. I was like 11 at the time, so I should probably throw that in there. But any incidents with walls?
Yeah, I've thrown a few controllers in the wall. I'm not a huge controller. It's really rare. A game really has to piss me off where I think it's really cheap and there's no way to win. I can't remember a specific game, but maybe a couple times I've thrown a controller into a wall or something. But most of the time, it's an accident where I'm not aiming for the wall. I happen to hit it, or it bounces off whatever I'm throwing at and hits the wall. So that's about, that's the extreme I go to with a controller throwing at furniture.
Yeah, like I said, aim for the couch, man. It's bouncy.
Yeah.
something could really bad. Something bad could really happen because it could bounce off and hit a lamp or something. So there's still that element of danger and uncertainty and chaos.
My only issue with the wall is that I put the controller down and actually punched the wall and put a hole in it.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was so nice. There you go.
Anger management.
Yeah, it was nice trying. This is when I was a teenager, so it was nice trying to explain that to my mother when she got home. It's like, I tripped and tried to catch myself, and my hand just went right through the wall.
Right,
I don't know what happened.
Through the wall.
Yeah.
I was running
with my fist
very,
forward.
Very fast.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
In the living room.
Nice.
Well, that covers Rage.
That was a lot of Rage.
I wouldn't doubt that we're done, though.
No, probably not. More. And there's probably more fighting games coming up, too.
More than likely. Chris, you want to take this one?
Oh, I can take this one.
I'm tuckered out.
Yeah. We got so many emails that that Jason and I are going to switch off.
Marky wears me out.
And then we're going to start sending them to Jeff so we can get him to read them, too. This one is from Death Row. He says, "Hey, guys. Death Row from VG Evo here. When have I taken gaming too far? Well, in terms of anger, only once. Me and a friend were playing a game on my Dreamcast." Okay, he and a friend. I'm afraid that this is going to have something to do with throwing a controller at a head or something. He kept losing. I can't remember the game. He got mad and turned the system off, so I punched him in the face.
Oh,
holy
my God.
Shit, dude. Come on.
You don't fuck with that.
That's probably as far as I've ever taken it in terms of me getting mad. But he had been pissing me off all day, so I wouldn't say it was all down to gaming.
Okay.
All right. So there's a little more to that story. As far as being too serious with games, probably taking days off college for big game releases. Taking a day off for MGS4, a day off for GTA 4, half a day off for Fable 2, and 2 days off for Killzone. Holy shit. I ended up playing it nonstop from Thursday till Sunday.
Wow.
That's crazy. This is just recently, too. I've done the same thing over the years a good few times. Anyway, that is all. Thanks for the weekly shows. See ya.
You're welcome, buddy.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
So,
that's
right,
one I can relate with for sure.
Off from work?
Big release, I usually book off that day.
Yeah.
Usually. And I enjoy it. Fuck them.
I have to admit that. I actually, the last time I attempted it blew up in my face because...
It was one of those situations where I went into work and I was like, I was itching to leave to play a particular game, which I'll get to in a minute. And I was like, yeah, I'm really not feeling well. I think I'm going to take off, you know, and this is at my current job too. And it's like, I'm really not feeling well. So, I ended up leaving and I'm on my way to Best Buy. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get this game for the GameCube that comes out. You know, Metroid Prime 2. I can't wait to get my hands on it and start playing it. Wow. And I got to the store and the damn game came out the day after.
Oh, yeah, I hate that. Oh, man.
I've had that happen too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that all the time. One time in particular was with Phantasy Star Online version 2. Like, I imported the Japanese one and I was checking it every day. I was checking the tracking and stuff. It's like, okay, it's going to be here Tuesday, right? It's showing up 8 o'clock. I'm there. So I took, like, I think the entire week off, and I just played that thing.
Holy shit,
solid.
Dude.
Nice.
Yeah, I was a little... See, that's not the only time.
My PSO story goes to where I was working at the time, and I was working at the game store that called Swap USA, that's by us, or used to be by us. And, you know, the game linked itself to the Dreamcast that you played it on. So I would bring my Dreamcast in to work every day so I could play it while I was at work.
That's awesome.
That's right. I forgot about it.
Yeah. PSO was like that too. I missed a lot of classes in college because of PSO and almost failed accounting because of it.
Oops.
Yeah. Oops. I was like, you know what? I can go into class or I can play Phantasy Star Online. I really need my double saber. So
nice.
I'm going to chill here. And of course, well, this Tuesday I have off because I know, well, I'll be away till the Monday. But I was like, you know, I need a recovery day. Plus, Infamous comes out on Tuesday, so I might as well book it off.
Infamous.
Oh, my goodness.
I might take off that day, too.
I'm calling sick that day. I have no days off left.
Shit. Chris and I are both at the same place. They're going to think something's up.
Yeah, that's weird.
Don't tell anyone, all right? Hey, let's move on to another one. This one's from Necro. He says, hey there, Indus. Necro here. Up. Good job on figuring out which email was mine last week. Not that the raving about Ninja Gaiden made it too easy to figure out.
That is true.
Anywho, gaming stories of taking it too far. Necro, you really need commas, I'm just saying. So Indus, as many of you and others know, my gamer score is a tad crazy at 78,306 at the current moment.
Freak.
But it's going to be more after I finish this Fallout 3 DLC, which is so good.
Freak.
So, knowing this, let me take you on a trip, Indus. There should be a comma before Indus. All
right? And after, at this point.
Into a scary alternative reality, or alternate reality. A reality where my gamer score was only a few thousand. Now, I know it's scary, comma, Indus, but venture with me. The time, 6/18/2006. The place, my local GameStop. This is the fateful day I purchased Final Fantasy XI for the Xbox 360. Cue dramatic music. Now, I know your hearts are racing and your palms sweaty. Oh, yeah. But let's go further into this reality. Indeed, this was the day when my gamer score almost died, for I became a Final Fantasy XI addict. Dun, dun, dun. I played a red mage Mithra named Mithraka. I know I thought hard about that one, right? Since the first fateful day, weeks, and days have flew off the calendar, my poor Xbox collection laments in the corner as Final Fantasy XI stays in my disk drive, eating up all of my gaming time. Obviously, he's an addict. One particular day was worse than all One particular day was worse than all, comma, Indus. On this particular day, I was in an XP party with my Link Shell and playing a red mage, white mage. And he was the party's healer. For many hours, I did nothing but hit my heal macro, comma, Indus, staying off the sure death that lapped at my comrade's heels like the flames of hell. Just how many hours, comma, Indus? Well, I'm kind of ashamed to say. 14 hours, comma, Indus.
What?
14 hours. Wow. For 14 hours, I played Final Fantasy XI this day. It just so happened, a few short months later, after having played the game for almost 2 years, Mithraka died a sudden and violent death. The cause of death? Unpaid account fees due to a maxed out credit card.
No.
Jeff, ouch. Cue dramatic music. That works.
Is that, right. Is that what you wanted?
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Okay, while cool. I lamented the death of my feline warrior, I found freedom, or rather, another addiction, and thus was born Necro, the gamer score whore.
And now, comma, Indus, I must end this tale, for I hear the call of my Fallout achievements calling me like sirens in the sands of time. Does that make sense?
Does he ever make sense?
You're ever so awesome, devoted listener. There should be some commas in there, too. Who is going to have way more fun than Chris because he's holding out on getting the Fallout DLC. Signed.
We all are.
He's That's enjoying right. all this nice. Now. Way to go.
holy crap. I am sorry marathons. That you spent that much time on Final Fantasy XI.
Yeah, dude. I heard they did dumb it I've down a bit since then, but fuck.
I would hope so. There's lots of problems with that game. I imported that game, too. That was another game that I took work off for.
Really?
Yeah.
For PC
yeah,
or for PS2?
For PC, actually. So I got the Japanese version, you know, before the US one came out, and I've still got a folder like of all like my hand scrawled translations of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sick. That
when it takes you 20 hours to beat a turnip.
Yeah. It does. Yeah.
These damn rabbits are so fucking powerful.
Yeah. When you had to mention he game. Played for 14 hours, but only got two fights in. Then
he finished one quest in that time.
That's insane. 78,000 gamer score.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I think I'm at like 14.
Have you guys checked it out? Does he have like Avatar and stuff and King Kong on there?
He plays some of those.
If he's a horror, I mean, if he's a self-respecting
I'm pretty sure he played
horror,
TMNT.
He has those. And TMNT as well? Well, Chris has those too.
I do have TMNT. That was the Old Spice challenge game that I played to get my quick 1,000. Yeah. I'm saving Avatar for the next time that they do something like that.
I don't think I get that much into it.
Mine's only at like 16 right now or something like that.
I think I'm like 4 or 5,000 something like that.
For
real.
But,
cool.
Crazy.
I can't say I've ever put that much time in one day into an MMO.
Not an MMO, no. I put that much time in other games, but never an MMO. Yeah.
I don't think I put that much time into a game.
Oh, really?
One day. Not in one day, no way.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow. I've never had like weekend marathons, like mm-hmm. when you were probably, you know, like 12 years old or something like that? Played all day Friday, or all day Saturday, like most of Sunday. Nothing like that?
No, nothing like that. Yeah.
I've never done it by myself. I've always done it like with multiplayer kind of stuff, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, like Halo and stuff like that, back in the day.
Yeah.
I think the closest I could say that I came is probably Mario Kart, where we spent the majority of a night playing it. Like as soon as we got it, first day. Mm-hmm. That would be it, though, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, we should do a voicemail then.
We should do it up.
Let's do a voicemail.
Change it up a little bit.
Two voicemails so far. This is the best ever.
Best show ever.
What's up, Indus? This is
Nogric. Who's this?
Nogric.
Nox. I'm sending you this voicemail. Due to the question of the week about taking gaming too far, and I got a couple stories for you here. So the first one is about when my brother and I were younger. We would play fighting games a lot, and we would always get mad at each other, and you know, hit the reset button before the windscreen pops up and unplug.
Don't mess with that.
All that sort of stuff. But one day we were playing Mortal Kombat pretty hard, and. We were getting mighty pissed off at each other and almost threw in the fisticuffs. But the topper of the cake was that my dad was home at the time and he was trying to do some stuff over the phone and we were being loud and all sorts of other crap like that. So one time when we were yelling about like finishers or something like that, comes barging into the room, bends down. Rips our Mortal Kombat game out of our Genesis and tosses it against the wall and says, there, no one gets to play it now. We were kind of mortified because we never saw our dad do that before. But on the other hand, it was like, that's our game. So, like right after he left, there was kind of like this awkward silence part. And then I kind of like crept over to the game and plugged it back in, turned it on real quick to make sure that it worked. And it did, but after that, we stopped playing.
Yeah.
So that's that one. The second story that I had was when maybe a couple of years ago, when my fiance didn't have a car and I had to pick her up from work, I would always go maybe like 10, 15 minutes early and sit outside and play games on my DS. And I was playing Mario Kart on my DS, sitting in my car with the window down because it was hot, just sitting in the parking lot playing it. And I was really trying to get... you know, the best, pretty much perfect points on, like the Star Cup or whatever. And I was on Rainbow Road and, was in first place, making good time, and all of a sudden, just like right before the finish line, I got hit with a frickin' spiny blue turtle shell.
Oh, shit.
That knocked me up in the air, so I was a little bit pissed off at that. But then all of a sudden, it was like four red turtle shells in a row, and I got passed up by like every single person. And I was livid and flailed my arms about, and little did I know that I launched my DS right out the window.
Oh, my God.
I cracked into the curb. So I was freaking out because I thought I broke my DS, and I ran out to get it, and it was actually in perfect condition. I didn't really put a scratch on it either, which was kind of cool.
Wow.
So, DSs are pretty durable.
But, I would say so.
That's all I got for you guys this time. Awesome. So I guess I'll hear from you later. Peace.
Thanks, Nox.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Yeah.
Oops. No kidding.
Yeah. If that was a PSP, it would have shattered.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
I dropped my PSP yesterday, just accidentally, though.
And, oh, did you?
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
But did my heart stop?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what did you drop it on?
Mine actually fell today. It was I had it on the coffee table charging, and my dog, Cisco, runs by and trips over the cord, everything goes flying. I'm like, shit. But it still works. It's fine.
Yeah, I drop it on, like, hardwood floor, too. I'm like, oh, wow. You know, everything goes slow-mo.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No. You know what game gets me every time with, like, you're doing really well, you're doing really well. Oh, fuck you. Is, shit. What are the strategy RPGs that are made by Nintendo?
Fire Emblem.
Fire Emblem. Mm. Yeah. And because in those games, if your guy dies, he's gone, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, like Shining Force kind of stuff. Like, right, it's game over.
Right. It's your guy. If your guy dies, your guy dies. You don't ever get to use him again. He's dead.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I just remember there was one time I was playing it, and I was at the boss of the damn thing. And, you know, they give him, like, this is the percentage of the chance that he'll hit you, and this is the percentage of the chance that you'll hit him. And, you know, he was the last one, and he ends up taking out one of my best guys. And it was like, I missed him, had a higher percentage to hit than he did. I missed him three times in a row, and he hit me three times in a row. And I was like, fuck your percentages, damn it.
Yeah.
Nothing broke in the process, though, so that was good.
Excellent. Should we move on to another email here?
Another email.
Let's do it.
Can we not do anything with, like, fighting games or, like, frustration or, like, punching friends in the face?
All right, let's do something. All right, let's not hear that. Different.
What you got?
Cool.
Chris?
Completely, completely different. From someone that has never written in to us before.
Really?
Awesome.
Actually, I didn't even know she listened to our show until I signed up for Twitter. So this is from Laura Fitzgerald. She is a friend of Crystal and mine. And she has to say, hey, Indus. Laura here, or Dragonsworn, if anyone is interested in knowing my forum handle, which you will probably never see, as I am notorious lurker on VG Evo, is blocked at work.
Dun, dun, dun.
No. Anyway, I can only relate to you a portion of my story, but there's a good chance that either Chris or Jason will remember it better than I, as it happened at your house, Chris, during one of the PO holiday parties. All right, so everybody knows that PO is Pocket Otaku. It was a website that Jason and I worked on before we started Indus. And we did this holiday party every year where we had everyone come over to somebody's house, and we would just have a fun time.
Just party.
Play games, and we just have a big party. So that's what she's referring to. The day before the Christmas party, I had all four of my wisdom teeth removed. As you would expect, they loaded me up with a shit ton of painkillers.
Hell yeah.
I was, of course, cautioned not to do anything taxing that might increase my blood flow and prevent the necessary clotting.
Oh, man.
A party was okay, the doctor said, but only if I promised to behave. Oh, hee. So she goes on to say, prior to the surgery, being the rational and pragmatic person that I am every once in a blue moon.
Yeah, that pretty much sums her
that
up.
That does sum her up pretty much. I forced my best friend, her name's Amber, by the way, to swear that no matter what BS came pouring out of my mouth that night, I was not allowed anywhere near a DDR pad. At the time, it was the cool hit party game to play.
Yeah, it was.
And still way more fun than the guitar games. And I was a total addict. She was. And she's pretty damn good at it, too.
Yeah.
Now, here's where it gets all fuzzy. There was just way too much excitement, way too much sugar, and entirely too much medicine in my system. Aside from the fact that I vaguely recall gumming a burrito and falling down twice trying to walk up the hill in Chris's front yard, I have no memory of that evening.
That yard is really steep, I gotta say.
And you know, it's a lot less steep than the last house I lived in, too. The next day I woke up and I was spitting blood for the greater part of the morning.
Oh my God.
Already suspicious, I interrogated my friend, the handler, about the previous night. I remember the conversation going something like this. Amber, what exactly happened last night? Wait, you don't remember? No, not a thing. Oh, you had fun. Amber? But you didn't exactly want to listen. Shit, you let me play DDR, didn't you? What happened to the plan? Well, you said you were fine. Of course I said I was fine. What mode did I set it to? A couple of songs may have been on heavy. Damn it! But you did really well despite the meds.
Yeah.
So anyway, memory never returned to the holiday part of the holiday party. So I'm not really sure how well I actually did. If I didn't end up looking up the If I didn't end up looking like a flailing spaz and or breaking something, I would be exceedingly surprised. My apologies to on both accounts if this were so. Well, that is my story. Unless anyone else who was not drugged out of their minds that night has anything to add to the lost holiday party experience.
No, I think everybody else was not using prescription drugs that night, or even recreational ones. So.
And since the PO parties are always dry parties because we have some underage people that showed up that are underage, we can't even say that anybody was too drunk to remember.
Right. Damn it.
I believe there was flailing involved.
Can you imagine like waking up in the morning and like spitting up blood?
No.
It's like,
no. Well,
what happened?
I can say that the day after my bachelor party, I woke up and I was very unsure as why my hand hurt so much. I have no idea what happened. My index finger just felt like it was broken. I have no idea what happened.
Was it sore from all the wanking or what?
It might have been, yeah. It could have been.
Can we talk about your bachelor party?
No.
I think I know. I'll tell everyone if you want to.
No.
Oh, I don't really know.
I want to know.
We can talk about this off of the show. And no, if you send an email asking what we talked about, you will not hear about it.
Cool. Well, I don't have anything real similar to that. I guess playing Street Fighter drunk, I think last night's a pretty good example of that. Like I just got sick of working on projects, and I'm like, yeah, fuck it, I'll play some Street Fighter, right? Let me also wind down with a nice glass of Sailor Jerry.
Oh, nice.
One glass down, and I'm like typing in the shout box. I'm like, all right, fuckers, now's your chance to beat up on a drunk Jason. Slots are open, so... I spent the next like 4 or 5 hours playing Street Fighter with everyone that I could. So that's good times.
I have another similar Street Fighter story. When actually it was when we were doing the wine tasting, and afterwards it broke into the Street Fighter thing, and I had my match with Eddie, and I wasn't drunk, but I was like right on that limit of like tipsy and almost over the tipsy mark where you're almost drunk. Mm-hmm. And I was fighting Eddie, and I was cracking up Jason. He's just in the background cracking up. And I'm like, every 2 seconds, I'm like, oh no, don't hurt me, Eddie. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I had him going too. It was good. It was good stuff. We had fun.
That's a tactic.
That's right.
I like that. Jeff, have you ever played games while drunk?
Oh, all the fucking time.
Or medicated?
Never medicated, I don't think. No. Drunk, definitely. Like, I mean, but I don't like playing Street Fighter. I found out now there's a certain point where Street Fighter I just cannot play anymore, depending on how drunk I am. And first-person shooters are not fun when you're drunk.
What?
No,
what are you talking
dude.
About?
Don't drink and shoot?
Don't drink and shoot. I tend to get pretty dizzy and I can't concentrate. I'm like, fuck this. But, yeah. I mean, sports games are always fun when you're drunk, that's for sure.
That's true.
Well, it's actually my turn to read another email, but we're kind of out of emails. Well, we're not out, but we're out on time. But I have a voicemail here.
We have one more voicemail.
Let's do that. Hi.
Hey, Indus. How you guys doing?
Is this good?
This is Eddie Kuznagy on BG Evo.
Oh, speaking of Eddie,
here's
what up?
Your question of the week. Question of the week. Is there a point in time where you take a game too far or too seriously? My answer would have to be yes. There are actually just two games I've taken seriously in my whole gaming life or childhood. and they would have to be either one, Metal Gear Solid 4, and two, the entire Tekken series. I'm just going to go off with Metal Gear Solid 4. That game is, like, I'm a hardcore Metal Gear Solid fan, and yeah, I know every single line and every single thing in that game, like, in my head. I got MP3 audio, posters, everything about me is Metal Gear.
Wow.
I was going to say that. But in terms of how I took it far, though, is that I played Metal Gear Solid 4 on every single difficulty there was. I got the big boss rank, and to get that, you have to beat the game in the boss extreme, which is the hardest difficulty, and you have to beat the game in less than 5 hours, and you cannot use any continues, you cannot use any rations or any health items.
Shit. Oh, wow.
You cannot get discovered or get alert,
holy
go in
shit.
Alert mode, which in basic terms, you can't get caught. Basically,
damn.
The perfect stealth game. You can't do any mistake that would ruin the game. Yeah, and I did that. It took a while, and I was able to do that. Yeah,
nice.
It took a long time, though. But, in terms of my second game that I've taken seriously, and I still do to this day, is the entire Tekken series. Currently, I play Tekken 5 Dark Resurrection on the PS3. I play online sometimes, but I don't because it ruins my gameplay. How I took this game far is that I play this game on a pro level, which means I go to tournaments around the country. The last major tournament I went to was about 3 months ago. It was in New York City, Long Island. That game is just in my blood. I have to play it every day. It's like, it's basically like eating. I eat every day. I train every day with Tekken.
Wow.
So, I'm pretty hardcore into that. I've taken that to the extreme. But I really don't kind of get the question of the week. I mean, does it count if I play a game on a pro level as taking it far? Or does it count as playing it casually so much? You see, for example, like if I play a game so much just for fun, is that considered taking it far because I play it so long? Or is taking it to another level as if playing it professionally or playing it on harder difficulties or does that take it to a different level or take it far? Anyways, thanks for listening. Great show again.
Thanks,
and, man. Take care.
You too, man.
Thanks, Eddie.
I think those are good examples of just a different way of taking the question. So I don't think he's, I think you're in good shape, Eddie. Don't worry about it.
I mean, if you're trying to go like pro and stuff, and it's really not working out, and like you quit your job to go pro, you took it too far.
Maybe
that's going too far.
Yeah,
right.
Don't do that. We don't promote that.
If you're like losing friendships as well, like if you're spending all of your time playing the game, and they're like, "What the fuck, man? Why are you playing Street Fighter 4?" Shit. I guess that's me. I'm sorry, guys.
You don't hang out with us anymore.
Yeah. I've joked a couple times that I've lost friendships because of Street Fighter 4. I think it's true. Like, I haven't talked to David, I don't think, since Street Fighter 4 came out. Oops.
Well, I actually played David some Street Fighter yesterday.
Well, I'd hang out with him more if he was actually any good at it.
No.
What? What? We just don't have anything in common anymore.
That's because all you do is play Street Fighter, Jason. Damn.
Yeah, but for the most part, I mean, if that's your hobby, as your passion, whatever, you know, if that's what you spend all your time doing, I don't think it's really taken it too far. But
no, like not eating and not sleeping, and
you hear about the people in the Chinese
people, they play WoW too damn much and they forget to eat. It's like, how do you forget to eat? Doesn't your stomach tell you? It's like, fucking feed me, I'm hungry.
Or like forget to feed your kids or some shit. You know,
and walk your dog.
You know, leave your baby in the crib crying.
There's the line.
Yeah, there you go. I'm actually very curious to hear who Eddie uses in Tekken, because I'll be honest, I haven't played Tekken regularly since Tekken 3.
Who's the most overpowered character?
I was going to say, isn't Eddie Gordo one of them, or no? He's just the cheesiest, right?
Eddie Gordo is probably by far the cheesiest. I would rank that up there with like...
Once Upon a Time.
Right. Jin and Kazuya... Kazuya are also...
He plays like
Double Jin. They do like super over juggle stuff.
It's like, I mean, you can do amazing combos with juggles with them, and it's crazy. Yeah. I'm a subpar King player personally.
So I'll assume he picks the Sagat of Tekken.
Dude, his Ryu is awesome. I'm sorry. His Ryu, I actually played some casuals with him the other day, and I have trouble with his Ryu. I actually beat his Sagat the other day too, though. But
thanks for tuning into the Script really Sport podcast.
This is true. I'm sorry. Moving on. Sorry. Moving on.
Let's start swearing instead.
Fuck. let's see. Any other stories that we want to put out there?
Yeah.
I got not necessarily stories, but competitive games like that with my friends, like close friends, whatever. There's always a few of us that are decent at a game, one that'll stand out. And like Halo is a game we always play. And I'm sure I've told stories where one of my friends is just like a Halo fiend. He's really good at the game. And just, I'm the kind of person, I will not trash talk until I get trash talk first. So it's kind of like, hey, I'm kind of cool to have whatever. But the second someone opens their big mouth or says something like, oh yeah, what happened there? You know, Jeff, where were you? Then that's when it's like, okay, it's on. And there's been times where we've gotten in, like, heated arguments, like, almost, like, fisticuffs because of this, and people have told us, like, you guys take this way too seriously, it's just a game, but lately I've been good. I've just been like, yeah, okay, whatever, you're good at Halo, Darren, that's great, what does that do for you? No, that's good, no, seriously, that's awesome, that's great, you have a job? Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Damn!
No, he does, though, but, I mean, he's a firefighter, he works, like, 7 times a month, so. Oh.
7 times a month, not like
yeah,
12
literally.
Hours a week, no. 7 times a month.
And same with the Street Fighter back in the day, same thing, pushing your friends, pulling the controllers, those are, like, the other things, and yeah.
Yeah.
Well, those are the two big ones for me.
Not to bring up Street Fighter again, but I suppose my one big story of taking it too far was, like, you know, I was offered a chance to go anywhere in the country that I wanted to, and I chose Sunnyvale, California, because that's where the home of Capcom was.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
How'd that pan out for you?
Not very well. I got my ass handed to me.
When was this? How long ago was this?
This was, oh shit, I was probably 18.
Oh, wow, okay.
So yeah, this is a long time ago. This is about the time that Street Fighter Alpha 2
came
out. Like, it wasn't even out in the States. Like, it was, it had just been, like,
released in Japan.
They were testing it there. Yeah, they were testing it there.
Right.
And yeah, I played some big name people. It was cool though, because it's like, you know, you're playing these people that you've been reading about in magazines for, you know, years or whatever. But yeah, I got destroyed, and I actually swore off fighting games for a long time. So yeah,
I'm never playing Street Fighter again.
I fancied myself to be hot shit. And I was in, you know, Wausau, Wisconsin. But,
over to California.
Yeah, not in SoCal.
So not so much.
Yeah. Anyway.
Cool. Chris?
I think the only thing that I have left to mention is something that I should have mentioned after Francois' voicemail. The whole thing about repackaging a broken controller and bringing it back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done that.
Really?
I've done it with a DualShock 3.
Oh, so like recently.
Yeah, recently.
That's like hardcore karma, you know, negative points.
Yeah, I agree.
It's going to bite you in the ass. I've contemplated doing it with some systems before, but
yeah,
I could never go through that, you know? Oh,
I'd feel, yeah, it depends. It depends on the store. If it was like an EB, it would be no problem.
Yeah, I think it's definitely harder nowadays, you know?
I did it at Walmart, and since they're like the evil giant corporate company, I didn't feel so bad afterwards.
What was wrong with the controller?
It was broken in half.
No. if anybody's ever, well, I've done that too, actually. If anybody's ever opened up a PlayStation 3 controller, you know, you open it up and the first thing you see is the battery. Well, the battery is attached with a very, very weak wire. And that wire snaps very easily, and that's what happened. Mm. It wouldn't hold a charge anymore because the battery was no longer connected to the controller. I could have easily gone out and spent $10 and gotten a new battery, but I didn't do that.
That's all right.
Rip off consumer.
Yeah. I have broken a controller in half. It was a PS1 controller before they were they had the analog knobs on them, and I don't remember. I was playing some racing game, and I had a very similar situation. It was a very similar situation to Nogric's story about Mario Kart, where I was in first place the entire race, and all of a sudden something happened, and I got passed by everyone. And I put the controller down, and I stepped on it. and I cracked it in half.
Oops.
Oops.
Hey, it's their own fault for making that little segment in the middle.
So that's right.
Small and flimsy.
Fucking Sony.
Well, do video games ever spill out to your normal life? Like in times that you don't really want it to? Is that
what do you mean?
Taking it too far? Like doing your senior, you know, project on something video game related or...
Okay.
Or
yes.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yes.
What'd you do?
We had this thing about... this is when I worked at my previous job called MemorClix. And we did something every... Like once a week, we did something called Lunch and Learn. And Jason's laughing at me because I think I've told him this story before. Yeah. And basically what it was is you would... You know, find something you were interested in and introduce it to the rest of the team. So I did this like PowerPoint presentation on the history of like video game consoles. And it started out with like the Atari 2600 or some shit like that and went all the way up to the last generation where it had like old gen Xbox and shit like that. And it's funny too, because I'm looking around at these people and they're just looking at me like, what the fuck, man? But I know I had a couple people that enjoyed it. Like my buddy Zach was a gamer. He enjoyed it, I'm sure.
But everybody else was like,
it's like nerd.
Friggin' nerd.
I'll take it.
What's going on?
Some people might see that as taking it too far.
Yeah.
Jeff, you ever done anything like that?
Well, I did the thing, and I'm sure I told the story before when I was doing that thing in high school when I wrote that paper on the 32X being the downfall of Sega. And my teacher had no idea what the fuck I was talking about and basically gave me a failing grade. Then I was supposed to present it. And then luckily I can't remember what happened. Something fell through, but I didn't have to do it. But I felt like a big douche. I was like, yeah. 32X, right? Yeah.
Wow. I have one more.
All right, go for it.
when I was in middle school, and I think I was in eighth grade, we had to write a short story. And I wrote my short story loosely based off of the story of the original Phantasy Star game.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I've got a tangent story similar to that. It doesn't have to do with video games, though. Like, I didn't do my homework one night. This is probably in, like, fifth or sixth grade or something like that. And we had to write a poem or something. And all I did was I copied the lyrics to Skid Row's 18 in Life. And I got an A.
How'd that work out for you?
Nice.
I got a fucking A.
Did you really? I got an A on mine, too. I was like, these people are so dumb.
Yeah.
It was when you're a teenager like that or when you're a kid, you actually walk away. You get a good grade on something like that and you walk away and you go, I win.
Yes.
I was back then, like now I would have been brought the paper back to my teacher. Be like, no, this. I tried to explain it to her, but then I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to bother. Yeah. I'm so ashamed I even did this. I'm just going to whatever take the D or E I got. I'm like, yeah, screw it.
What the hell was I thinking?
They took that paper and they put it in like my student folder to the like traversed with me to like.
Oh, really?
It's like
oh,
in the state of Wisconsin, like, you know, that your work kind of goes with
that's
you.
That's
like starred work, like good work.
Yeah.
Did you ever get figured out?
Hell no.
Holy shit.
That's
like,
awesome.
They gave it to me, I think it was in junior high, I think. And they finally like, here's all the stuff we've been collecting on you. I'm like, that's kind of creepy. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oops.
I remember writing that. Oh, God. That's not embarrassing.
Good stuff. Anyway. All right. Any more?
No.
Are we all storied out?
I'm pretty much storied out.
We've unloaded our secrets.
I think
we could read the rest of the emails, but we might be here for a bit.
Yeah. There was this one time that I took gaming too far, and I started a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Good point. That's true. It's like a Thursday now. My buddy's calling. Hey, yeah, we're gonna hit up the pub for a bit. You gonna come? Yeah. No.
I got to
do the podcast thing. But no, I might meet up with you guys afterwards.
No,
we might be done early this week.
Yeah, how well did that work out for us this week? Oh, wait, it did.
Exactly.
How about that? All right, cool. Well, let's move on.
Oh, shit. I got one more.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
This one's from Mad Scientist.
Oh, well, he's easy to forget, so no, we do.
Yeah, true.
Let's go.
Otherwise known as Tom. He's our buddy. Says, hey, Indus.
Hey.
Here is my story about when I might have taken gaming too far. But it also might be my greatest accomplishment in video games, too.
Oh.
It comes from compliments of Gran Turismo 3 on the PS2. My roommate and I played this game constantly in college. We'd even bring our PS2 to the video graphics department, bring a 12-pack of beer, and race on super large projection screens.
Nice.
Nothing like drinking and driving virtually.
It was awesome. Well, this was before the days of trophies, but we decided to 100% the game. Now, this is no easy feat to accomplish.
No shit.
We ended up finishing first place on every race in the game, and we owned every single car in the game. It kept track of how many miles we drove, and it was something insanely large. I remember us having to tweak car settings under the test simulation so we could finish, beat a particular race. I can't tell you how many miles we raced, but it was insane. I just think having to tweak car suspension, the tires, brakes, etc. to win certain races only by a second or two was insane and might have been a bit too much. Sorry I'm late, but I really needed to chime in on this feat since it took us almost all of senior year in college.
Wow. Holy
later, crap. Tom, man, scientist.
That's pretty awesome. 100%ing a game. He actually brings up two, so 100%ing a game. I did that
depends on what it is.
Final Fantasy
VII. That's insane. Yeah, that takes forever, doesn't it?
It took... my clock was maxed out. 99 hours, 99
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, I did it
Oh,
that
my
one.
God. And actually, that's not too bad.
I know I maxed out my levels in 6 as well.
I didn't do that one.
Really?
Yeah,
6 and 7 I maxed out, I'm pretty sure.
And then there's the only game that I actually went and got every achievement for, which was Fallout.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. And then I did every quest. I played it through twice. So now it's just a matter of getting the DLC and doing all that shit again.
You know, I was actually really close with Devil May Cry 4.
Ooh.
Maxing.
Yeah, because you were playing that like mad.
Yeah. I think
you beat that like 2 or 3 times. And you...
Yeah, like 4 times, I think. And varying difficulty levels and trying to get all the powers and stuff. And yeah, that one was fun to try and max out. So. And yeah, that may have been taking things a little too far.
I
look at the 99 hours. I'm like, shit, that's a lot. But then, like, I'm past almost like up to 200 in Street Fighter, and that's
crap,
like
dude.
Double. So,
I think I'm still under 40 in Street Fighter.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've got it in both systems. Well, I think the 360 one's bugged because it just says like 9,999 hours. But
yeah, it's probably a bug.
I'm over 200 hours. I think.
Wow. That's
and then
crazy.
It's probably got to be almost as much on the 360.
Wow, that's a lot of Street Fighter.
It's a lot of Street Fighter. Whoa.
Where did my life go? Have you ever brought a system to a place where you could play it on a big screen like that?
I always wanted to. No, I never got the opportunity. Like, I always wanted to try and find a way to hook it up to, because I used to manage a theater, and that would have been friggin'
That would have been
awesome.
Cool, yeah. That would have been cool.
No, I never had the opportunity, though.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going too far, but when we had our last Halo 3 LAN party, like, a few months ago... a friend of mine went to Best Buy and bought a HD projector television, like projector thing, so we can put it up on a wall and have this like huge screen. Then brought it back the next day.
Nice. You rented a projector for the night for free.
Basically, yeah.
When I first got out of college, I got hired on at IBM. Okay, and IBM has this required 3-week class that you take in Connecticut. Well, I brought my this is before the PS2 came out, so. I brought my PS1 with me, and I was like, I'm really hoping they don't block off the TVs in the hotel rooms. Well, yeah. They did.
Oh.
So I didn't get a chance to play it in the hotel room or anything. However, the classrooms had projectors in them, and we had access to the classrooms when we were not in class because they were inside the hotel. So I would bring my PS1 down, and I just remember playing R4, Ridge Racer 4, on this big-ass, like, 100-inch screen. It was fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah.
Love that stuff. Love it.
I used to bring my PS1 with my LCD screen into work, like on weekends. It was so dead, so I would just sit in the back room and just kind of play games or whatever.
I do, actually, back to the competitive thing and kind of, this is, I guess, kind of not going too far, I'd say, but really crazily geeking it out is we got really competitive back in the day with like GoldenEye and Mario Kart. And this is Mario Kart and Super Nintendo. Yeah. And we got so upset with each other, like saying people are cheating by looking at the other screen or whatever in battle mode, checking where they are, whatnot. Jesus. So we actually found a way to hook up two TVs together with the one Super Nintendo.
Okay.
And we took a cardboard cutout and we plastered the cardboard on the opposite person's screen so you couldn't see it because we were like that pissy with each other.
Holy crap.
Looking at each other's screen
That's
and stuff.
Funny.
Yeah. We tried to do the same thing with GoldenEye, but it was too much of a setup.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Cool. All right. We good?
So for real this time, we're done.
All right. Let's move on then. Let's get to some new releases.
What am I going to buy next week?
I don't know. You've got a few choices, though, for the Wii. There's actually a game that I know Jeff is interested in getting next week.
Mm-hmm.
Punch-Out comes out next week.
Yep.
It is out.
Actually, if you are listening to this on Monday, hopefully I finished editing and put it up there. It's out today. So there you go. EA Sports one, Active Bundle.
Once again, the donate to Jason getting a Wii fund is still open. He really wants to play Punch-Out.
Punch-Out does look really fun. It does look really cool. Boomblocks Bash Party.
Hey, cool.
That's another good title that I'm interested in. Yu-Gi-Oh! 5DS Wheelie Breaker.
Hell yeah.
I kind of think I mentioned that last week.
Pre-ordered.
Rock Band's Classic Track Pack. That's right. Tournament Pool. Space Camp. Sweet.
I love that movie.
Oh, yeah. I fucking mentioned you last week. I'm not talking. And you too. Next. We're moving to DS. For the DS, I mentioned you last week too. Yu-Gi-Oh! Stardust Accelerator World Championship 2009.
Yeah.
Be excited, people. That. Space Camp.
All over that.
Another game I mentioned last week. Jagged Alliance. Imagine Makeup Artist. Fucking Imagine games. Naruto. Shippuden. I think that's how you say it. Sure. Shippuden Ninja Council 4.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You know what? I think I went too far. I did. That doesn't come out next week.
It doesn't matter. It'll be on next week's list anyway.
That's right. It will. Moving to 360, Bionic Commando comes out today.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Keep that in mind. And guess what comes out tomorrow? UFC 2009 Undisputed.
Whoa. Yep.
Rock Band Classic Track Pack is also coming out for 360. Terminator Salvation comes out next week. That'll do it for 360. For PS3, Bionic Commando, UFC 2009. Rock Band Classic Track Pack, and Terminator Salvation.
Oh, fuck.
Cool. Wait. No, that's the week after. Fuck. I was getting excited. Yeah. I was like, ooh, Infamous. No,
that's the week after.
Let's not blow our load early. Sorry, that was my fault.
You think Jeff was doing the list.
No.
For PS2, Rock Band Classic Track told Pack. Damn. Nice. there's nothing coming out for PSP next week. And for PC, you have Terminator Salvation and another game that I'm not going to mention because it's not that kind of show. So that is your new release list.
All right.
What do we have for pick of the week? We got a few. We have a couple on this list.
I think I know what Jeff's going to pick, but I'm not sure what I'm going to pick.
I'm going with UFC. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Yep.
I know you want to say it, Jason.
I'm bringing that to Milwaukee too, and we're gonna play some of that shit.
I'm really interested in UFC. I'm also really interested in buying a Commando, but I really want Punch Out. That would be my pick of the week if somebody would fucking donate to the goddamn Get Jason a Wii fund. Damn it.
I'm not gonna get it next week. I don't think, but I am going to say Bionic Commando because it holds that special place in my heart.
Yes.
Yeah, I've read some of the reviews lately, and I'm just kind of like, they're ruining it.
They're ruining it for me. Yeah. This went from day one buy to let me wait and see.
I don't know, I think it's just because of that demo. I'm telling you,
it might. I don't know.
That crappy ass multiplayer demo that is probably just tacked on.
This is why I think reviewers should review the single player and the multiplayer separately.
Thank you,
fuckers.
Agreed. I think it's going to be pretty good.
I really do want to play it. I'm not going to lie. I will probably end up buying it whether it gets – I mean, it could probably get fours across the board, and I'd probably still go out and buy it just because I love me some Bionic Commando.
Hells yes.
Cool. We actually have a little bonus.
What?
With the new release list. We told him to do it, and he did it. Repeat sent us an email based on the new releases. So I'm going to go ahead and read that right now. He has to say, good day, Indus. I figured it was about time I got around to writing in about your handling of the release list.
Shit, here we go.
Sorry, repeat. I love you, man. First up, you missed a release. I'm really pissed that I missed this, by the way. I am very sorry. Very, very sorry that I missed this last week. First up, you missed a release from last week. Raiden Fighter Aces. Oh. How the fuck did I miss that?
Oh, yeah,
it
did come out, yeah. For 360, right?
I don't know if it was on the list or not.
When I told you about it.
Liar.
You said that you thought it sucked.
Liar. This is a shmup collection containing Raiden Fighters 1, 2, and Jet for the 360. It's probably going to be hard to find, but the $20 asking price is worth tracking down. I agree. Sure. I apologize for missing it. I am horrible. We will go to... See, this is he's mentioning something here that wasn't even on the list. So I'm gonna go back and look again. But as for this week, with... I'm sorry. As for this week, with amongst the heavy hitters, I would suggest people look into Steel Princess for the DS. It's a puzzle platformer from the developer of Landstalker. Right there makes me interested.
Yeah,
Landstalker is awesome.
Right there makes me interested. In addition to the hundreds of levels the game provides, a level editor is also included. I'm sorry, I totally screwed up that sentence. In addition to the hundreds of levels, the game also provides a level editor and the ability to upload download levels over Wi-Fi Connect. So that's pretty cool. Though given it's on the DS, I'm sure friend codes will make it nearly impossible to be easy to use.
Yeah, no doubt.
Later, repeat, P.S. Throw me in the running for Beyond Good and Evil, since my Xbox copy isn't playable on the 360. I haven't gotten around to finding another Xbox to replace my broken one. Done. You are in the running. Thank you, sir.
Done.
So I'm going to go back real quick, and I'm going to look on EB.com and see if the DS game that he mentioned is on the list. And I don't see it.
Don't see it.
Jagged Alliance, Poochie Poochie Virus, Space Camp, Yu-Gi-Oh, I Love Beauty. I'm gonna type in,
you know, I Love Beauty.
Fucking DS games. He said it was Steel Princess. Let's look that up. Steel Princess.
This is all real time, people.
Real time. It does not show up. So it's very possible that when you asked me about when I did the release list, Raiden Fighters was not on the list. I'm sorry. I'm going to start looking for a new place to look for new releases, though, because apparently EB Games is not trustworthy.
I think Repeat's trustworthy, though.
I think
maybe
he
should do our new release segment.
Maybe he should. We'd love a new release voicemail from Repeat. That would be awesome.
Like every week?
I don't think he'd do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that is your new release list, and that is your first new release email from Repeat. So hope you enjoyed that. And now, I think I'm going to pass the show back to Mr. H-Track.
To Jason.
Ooh, my show again.
Do we have more emails?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yes, we do.
Yes. Yes.
How many more emails?
A ton.
Really?
There's like 18,000 at least. Let's just start at the top. We'll try and knock these out.
All right. You want me to start reading some, too?
Again, if you have them marked.
You want to switch off? I got them marked.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We can do that. Go for it.
Do the first one because I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name.
Okay. Sure, put this one on me. Hey guys, it's Big Red SC. I'm gonna bet that the SC is South Carolina, I guess.
Sure.
We'll see. This is my first email, and I really enjoyed the show. Thanks. I have an interesting question for you. First of all, I'm in high school. Sorry. And I was in health class listening to people talk about current events in health.
Exiting.
Okay. The interesting part was one talked about video game addiction. It said that if you play more than 25 hours of video games a week, you are an addict. My question is, according to the article, are you guys addicts? And do you guys agree that there are qualifications of a video game addict? Okay, before we actually move into this, Big Red, thank you for emailing in. But please spell out U and R. Don't use the letter because it really annoys the shit out of me. Just letting you know.
My cat just farted.
Your cat just farted?
Yeah, it stinks. Like, oh my God, sorry.
Sure, blame it on the cat.
Wretched. When I hear game addiction. When I hear addict, I think of somebody shooting up heroin, you know, snorting coke.
Yeah. I think of a physical dependency, you know. That's what I think of.
Yeah.
Not even, like, I think you can get addicted to video games, but I wouldn't call someone an addict unless they're, like we said, are like skipping school, skipping work, doing whatever. Like, if you're just playing 25 hours a week, but you're doing it in your spare time where you'd normally be watching TV or something anyway, I don't see the big deal.
Yeah,
I
agree.
I wouldn't call that an addict at all.
Yeah. I'm with you on that, Jeff. Definitely.
And I mean, it's not like, Jesus Christ, dude. They would be doing something else if it wasn't for video games, right?
Exactly.
These people have very addictive, you know, like obsessive personalities, you know? So if it wasn't for Super Mario Brothers, something like that.
They'd probably be out doing
it. It might be the crack.
Sure.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I would much rather my kid be addicted to video games than addicted to crack.
Thank you very much. And that's probably why I encourage video games so much with my son is because, you know, at his age.
At least he's doing that. At least I know he's doing something that's not going to physically harm him down the way.
Exactly.
Well, sure, unless he gets control of throwing at his face.
True. And it might make him a little socially retarded or something, but you know what? You know, he's not.
We're not socially retarded most of the time.
Fuck you.
Most of the time.
Speak for yourself. I hate people. They make me nervous.
But you only
hate people after Street Fighter.
Well, yeah, if they suck at it, it's like, I have no time for you.
I'm on the way out, by the way.
I'm trying to train Chris so we can, you know, keep our friendship alive.
So yeah, I can keep inviting him over.
There have been several weeks where I've played more than 25 hours of games.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It's very easy to do, you know, and it's just like Jeff said, it's like, you know, it might be something that, especially now that I have TiVo, fuck, I TiVo everything, and I'm just like, I'm going to play a game. Oh, 24 is on.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a game anyway. You know, and it's...
Oh, that's taking it too far.
I know that the 2 hour finale is today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm excited. Anyway, but yeah, I think that the whole video game addiction thing is just a bunch of bullshit. They're just trying to get more negative attention towards video games. And, you know, as long as you're doing other shit, I think you're fine.
Yeah, as long as you're not just playing video games.
Yeah, if you're one of those people that's playing WoW every day, all day, and ignoring your baby in the crib crying because you haven't fed him in 3 days, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Yeah. Those kids are pretty annoying sometimes. I'm fucking kidding.
Let's get moving.
All right. Cool. So the next email is from, wow, we haven't talked to this guy in an awful long time. The Dizinator.
Dizzy. What's up?
He says, Scracken Indus.
Scracken? That's awesome.
That's short for what's Kraken.
What's Kraken?
I think.
Scracken.
Don't know how the hell it took so long, but I am back. I missed you guys. Especially
Where the
Jeff.
Fuck have you been?
Oh, he misses the Goffy love affair.
So here is a Dizzy fact. Seahorses can change gender depending on the number of males or females in that particular group. Males who have changed to female can even have offspring. This is true. I know Chuck's mom jokes are so yesterday, but come on. There's a good one in there somewhere.
They're also not ours.
Exactly.
Wrong joke.
Now,
thank you for the email, though. Don't send it to them. Send it to us. We're cool.
He's got more. He tries to make it up.
All right, cool.
Now, think about this. If you have a pile of pebbles.
Okay. Like fruity pebbles or pebbles?
Let's go with fruity pebbles. Then you add three more fruity pebbles. You have a different pile.
What?
So if a person learns new information, does this make them a different person? If their skin is replaced over time by a new layer, do they lose their identity? What defines a person? What is the contrast in
personality? Jeez,
dude, where he is breaking out some philosophical bullshit on us here, man. All right. First of all, if you add three pebbles to a pile of pebbles, it's still the same pile of pebbles.
It's a bigger pile of pebbles.
It's just a bigger pile. It's the same pile of pebbles, but it's still just bigger. It hasn't changed positions. It hasn't moved to another area. You haven't split it in half and made two separate piles.
But to relate it to video games, if you DLC some content to your previous video game, is it a new video game?
Like if we downloaded the Versus pack for, you know, Resident Evil 5, it's like, wow, this is the whole new game. I never knew. I'm playing at Devil's Advocate.
Fuck you.
But that's already on the disc, so it doesn't count.
Yeah. Nice. Take that, Capcom. all right, so...
I'm sorry, Capcom. We still love you.
Do they lose their identity? What defines a person? I think Jeff already said it.
Personality defines a person.
Because I will be the first to admit that I am a different person now than I was in high school. That is definite, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. For shizzle my nizzles.
People can change. It's just hard to change them after they reach a certain point in their life.
That pretty much answers all the rest of the questions.
So here we go. Just move on.
What else? Oh, yeah, I'm getting a new canine friend for Luca. I don't know who Luca is.
My name is Posta. I live on the second floor.
Love you all.
I live upstairs from you.
Lots of man hugs.
Hey, Chris, who sings that song?
I have no idea.
Yeah, well, let's keep it that way.
You want to keep it as I have no idea. Okay, cool.
Yeah, exactly.
It's some chick, that's all I know.
Lots of man hugs and man kisses. Disneyator, Sparkle, XXX. If you don't acknowledge those kisses, by God, mumbles incoherently. This was sent from his iPod.
Nice.
Thanks, Dizzy.
Cool.
Miss you, man.
All right. You want me to do the? Want me to say that? Go to the next one.
I'm so tuckered out once again.
Let's do it.
Oh, I have to read another email from Necro. Great.
Alrighty.
Why did you put him in here twice?
Wait, do you want to read one side of the fence and I'll read the other side of the fence?
Nice. All right, here we go. First off, since we have to specifically, I'd like to put my name in for the drawing of the week. Okay, no problem. So, Indus, I have a very important question for you. boxers or briefs? And more importantly, why?
Why not both? Why not boxer briefs?
Boxer briefs are all right.
That's what I wear.
I don't wear the briefs. The briefs are too constricting and whatever. So I usually go boxers and every once in a while boxer briefs.
Yeah, I don't do the whitey-tidy things. I'm a boxer guy.
Yeah.
And I'm with you guys. I do have, you know, a few pairs of boxer briefs just in case I feel like wearing them.
Yep. Yeah, I usually do the boxer brief things if I'm doing something active. I'm going to play basketball or something like that.
I mean, I the boxer briefs flopping around. And then I have boxers as an alt.
Nice. As an alt. Your secondary characters.
Yep. Well, here we go. Me personally, I'm a briefs guy.
I don't care.
Don't want to imagine Necro and whitey tidies. Thank you. First off, I just raised that way. I was just raised that way. That's what my parents always bought me, so that's what I got used to. Secondly,
it's like a hug to my balls.
Secondly, I just like to have the boys secured and not dangling around.
Sure, there's
yeah, it makes sense.
There's comfort and support.
That's sure. Right. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Now, while you people may say that briefs are bad because of the heat and can reduce the sperm count, really, I've heard that before.
That's it's not true.
I say tell that to my keyboard.
What?
Oh, Necro.
That's horrible. Go watch your hentai somewhere else. Don't share it with us. That's all.
The tissue.
Necro. Damn the N key for sticking
out. I don't know if we should even say thank you for that one.
My N key's I'm a little disturbed, actually.
So I got a story about boxers and stuff.
Okay.
So I get sick every so often. I have to go to the hospital or whatever. One time I was in the hospital for an extended period of time, and the nurses actually made a request to my then wife, and that was to get boxers with buttons in the front.
They didn't want to see your schlong when you were walking around.
I guess not. So, I mean, I was high in morphine all the time. I didn't give a shit. And I would not wear those gowns because it was too hot, you know. So I would just lay there in my boxers or whatever, and I guess I would just be hanging out all the time. And they kind of got sick of seeing that. So, yeah, they're like, can you get him some boxers with buttons in the front?
That's awesome.
I did wear briefs up until I was about 18, and then I knew. Then I found out a better way to do things. There you go. All right, let's move on. That's enough talk about underwear.
All right, I'm going to take this next one because it's an easy one. This one's from Lolo Akbog, I think. Anyway,
it's from John Muncher.
Yeah, sure. It's a John Muncher.
Yeah, John Muncher from GLF, GamersLiberationFront.com.
All right. Cool. Do you see the industry moving to mainly targeting casual gamers in the coming years? Well, John Muncher,
we have talked about this.
If you check out interactionabstractions.com, you can take a look at all of our show notes. We've covered this, and I think in a feature.
Yeah, we did do like a casual gaming feature, casual versus hardcore feature.
It's hardcore.
It was. I don't remember when it was though. That was early on. That was like in the first 6 months of our existence.
I don't think things have changed really.
No, they really haven't.
No.
So, go back and check it out. We do think we're going to be targeting them an awful lot. So, I mean, we're seeing it with all of the Imagine games. You know, there's still going to be that segmented group, you know, casual versus hardcore. Casual gamers bringing money, though. I mean, come on.
Oh, shit ton.
Casual gamers are stupid. They get taken advantage of.
That's true, but us hardcore gamers are few in number.
That's true.
So, I mean, there's a place for all of us. Definitely.
All right.
Next email.
Is it me?
It's you.
All right, yes. I'll do it. Back when this is from Bug.
Bug.
He's a Bug 42 on VG Evo. Okay. And he has to say, back when I was around 15 or 16, I fell in love with an old NES game called Maniac Mansion. Any game that allows you to put a hamster in a microwave and blow it up. Holy shit. Really? I didn't play this game. Now I'm intrigued. I'm really intrigued. Yeah.
I think I played the PC one. I don't know if I played the NES one.
Yeah, I haven't played either of them.
Pretty much the same.
Is just great. That's what he's saying about the game. So I was playing the game So I was playing the game when my step monster, your step monster,
stepmother. It's an affectionate term for stepmother.
Okay. Stepmother. It does say step monster though. I just want to make sure that's clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Comes charging into my room, accusing me of getting mud on the carpet.
Bitch.
In part of the house I never go to. I stuck to my guns and told her I did not get mud on the carpet. She then proceeded to take away my controllers, telling me I could not get them back until I cleaned up the mud. Well, I was not going to take the blame and managed to go up to Kmart and buy a new controller. Went home, started playing my game again. Well, my stepmother walked past the room and freaked the F out. Long story short, I never got my controllers back, but I kept my new one and beat Maniac Mansion.
Attaboy.
Nice. Also, please throw me in the Beyond and Good and Evil drawing. Yes, man, sir. You've got it.
People like this Beyond
and Good and Evil
stuff. No shit, man. This is a hit. I like it. PSN VG Evo Bug 42, part of the Warhawk clan. What is this Warhawk? You speak up. Oh, isn't that 360 exclusive flight sim?
That's right. Yeah. They play it on 360 Thursdays.
There you go.
The 360 Nation. Yeah.
I am the guy who is always dying. Well, that's only because I'm not there, because that would be me
it
if
would
I
be
was.
Chris. Are you the guy screaming and swearing that the game
this fucking sucks? I don't understand it. The second I get in my plane, I get shot down. No, it's not because I'm not
Chris.
Good. No, it's not. It's something's wrong.
cheers, Bug.
Very
thank you, Bug.
Nice. Thank you, Bug.
Did your parents ever take your controllers or your games away?
My games, yes.
My mom would take my Nintendo into her room and play Super Mario Brothers all day long. And it would piss me off because I'd be like homesick and like, where the fuck's my Nintendo? And I'd go into their room and it's like on the TV cart and she's like playing in bed. And I'm like, you bitch.
That's funny.
I hate you.
I told you that story about when I got the Sega Master System and I wasn't allowed to play it for a while. Well, my parents also had a habit of, let's say I didn't do that great on like a report card or something, they'd take away my video games. So they took away my Sega Saturn. And this is about a month before. No, like, okay, I ordered. I imported X-Men versus Street Fighter for Sega Saturn, like the first and only game I've ever imported. So, these days, of course, it was all like snail mail. It took like forever. So I ordered it, and then like a month goes by. I kind of forgot about it in a way, but I was like, okay, no big deal. But then my parents did take away my Saturn. And I knew where they hid it because they're terrible with that kind of stuff. They wouldn't like, put too much yep. effort. So I knew where it was. And I'm trying to think how old I was at this time. I was probably like, I don't know, 14 maybe? I can't remember whenever Saturn was out. And I was at home from lunch from school, and like, because I was walking distance, and me and my buddy came back. We're just like making like Kraft macaroni and cheese or whatever.
Well, sure.
And then the doorbell rings. I go, what's the courier dude? And he's like, oh, here's got a package for Jeff Chorney. I'm like, oh, that's me. I'm like, oh, right away I knew what it was. I'm like, oh, shit, it's X-Men for Street Fighter. So the guy's like, hey, well, it's a $10 something charge or whatever, and I didn't have any money on me at the time. I was like, shit. So my mom left one of, like, her car in the garage. So I'm like, you know what? I got to do it. So I take the car, went to the store, went to the bank machine, took out the money, came back, gave it to the dude.
Holy shit. You were so grounded, mister.
No, I got away with it. I got home. I grabbed the Saturn. We played a few rounds of X-Men for Street Fighter after it took forever to figure out how to do the whole cart swap thing to get it to work. And then I repackaged it all up, put it back in the packaging, and then hid the Saturn back where it was. And then when I got home from school, my parents are home, whatever, and I'm just telling them, hey, okay, my game came in, blah, blah, and I basically guilt-tripped them into getting the Saturn again. They're like, oh, yeah, you can have it. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go get it. They're like, what? I'm like, I mean, no, you can go get it. I don't know where it is. But, yeah, they used to do that shit all the time. Nice. Piss me off.
All right. Let's go on to another email.
All right, man, we got a lot of fucking emails this week.
Oh man, Nogric's getting some love. He's got an email here too. I don't know how to answer this one. So it's 20XDX, and you guys are charged with trying to bring down Mega Man.
Nice.
Or Rockman for you purists. If each of you got to pick one robot master from the entire catalog of them, who would you pick? Does that mean, like, whose power do you want? Or, like, whose stage do you want to be on?
I think he means what robot would you want to be. Okay. Like, which enemy robot would you want to be?
Oh, Leaf Man.
Leaf Man?
For sure. That shield is awesome.
That is a pretty cool...
No, it's not. It's lame. Mm-hmm. I'd want it, though. It sounds cool. I'd want a Leaf shield.
I don't know.
Jeff,
I don't
have anything.
I honestly was not a big Mega Man fan. I don't really remember them. Fireman?
Yeah, that's a really good one. We're huge Mega Man fans on this show, apparently.
Well, I was actually going to say Fireman, so I'm going to switch over to
a Fireman?
He's from Mega Man 1. He's from Mega Man 1. Well, my element of choice is fire. When Champions Online comes out, my hero mm-hmm. will have fire abilities. I can't remember all of the fire-based characters they had, but I know they had Napalm Man.
That's true.
So I'll go with that. I'll say Napalm Man.
I just have a terrible memory for that shit.
No, you suck.
There were so many.
Yeah, I know.
So many. We didn't have time to prepare. This actually goes on. He says, I went to Anime Central this past weekend, and I shed a little tear when we heard Fuck Her Softly on a mix CD on the drive. This goes way, way back. I made a music video to that song with a bunch of pictures from when we went to Anime Central. Anyway, it was years ago. And I was going to try to participate in the Soul Calibur 4 and Street Fighter 4 tournaments they had there. But due to scheduling running later than I was willing to wait, tourney was supposed to start at 3, and they didn't even get to make brackets until 3:45. Way to go.
We've heard stuff about that before.
Ooh, yes. So I left in pursuit of other things, mainly Tattoo and Dr. Pepper and glasses of scotch, which led to some amazing Capcom versus SNK2 matches, among with some other shenanigans. But before I went down to the game room, I got myself psyched up with some tunes, mainly some Power Glove.
Nice.
We had on the show. Halloween. Hell yes. And Manowar. Do any of you guys have any specific music that you listen to get pumped up for gaming, tournaments or otherwise? Would love Nogric.
Specific music. I don't really do specific music to get pumped up for gaming or anything like that. But usually when I really want to just listen to something that I can jam to, I will actually break out Grassroots from 311, their second CD, and I'll just jam to that repeatedly. It's an awesome CD.
Good shit. I don't really get music to get hyped up for games, but if I'm like going to the gym or driving or whatever, some that just like, for one, the track that's on the Street Fighter commercial, I think it's by Sick Puppies, I think is the name of the band. That's an awesome song. I love it. That gets me hyped up for like anything. I'm sure you've seen like the TV spot for Street Fighter 4.
Sure.
That's really good. And also, any kind of Slipknot just gets me really pumped up.
I like Slipknot.
Anything.
Cool, yeah, Slipknot. Lost Prophets is another one for me.
Yeah.
They're pretty hard with their sound. And sorry. And it's like good angry music. It gets you worked up.
Yep. And Tool's also awesome for driving.
Oh, Tool's awesome. I love Tool.
I didn't have an answer, but then I remembered, okay, this is really kind of, it's not off topic, but it's just out there. Do you guys remember the X Band on like the Super Nintendo or
the modem
stuff? Yep, you play fighting games online. Street Fighter sucked for
kind of. You could try to play fighting games online.
Yeah, and Killer Instinct actually worked pretty well.
Really?
Super Nintendo. So I played the shit out of that and had like hundreds of dollars of phone bills. Anyway, so we'd always play. You know, we just have music playing. But I remember this one particular time. I don't know if I was just drunk or what, but we were blasting some Alanis Morissette. I'm just belting the shit out while
that's awesome.
Playing Killer Instinct. It was fucking awesome, and my buddy was belting it out. We were just getting into it.
That's awesome.
Some Alanis Morissette. Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's like raining. That shit gets me pumped up.
All right, what else we got?
I don't know. I got some random shit.
And now it's time for another edition of Random Questions from Aces High.
Oh, thank you once again, Aces.
Nice.
Come through in,
two in a row.
In spades, as it were.
Get ready.
You like that. He sent us some random questions. I'm looking at an email here. I can't fucking find
it. Who sings
anywhere.
That song, Chris?
311. Shut up, Jeff.
Yeah, let's keep it that way.
Oh, I've never heard that one before. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Dude, it finally worked that time.
I can't find his email anywhere. What the hell? Oh, wait. That's because he didn't send an email. He sent another voicemail. He rules.
Oh, nice.
All right, guys. Ace and Ty here. Sorry about being a little late on getting these questions.
You're forgiven.
He's been tight with time. Okay, question number one. Do you like kettle cooked potato chips? I think it's a fairly simple question. I think they're delicious.
Yeah.
Number two, does a woodchuck even chuck wood?
We'll get to that.
That's pretty self-explanatory. Number three, pyrotechnics. Awesome things you see at a live show are accident waiting to happen. All right, that's all I got for you this time. Can't wait to hear the podcast.
Awesome.
Later.
Awesome. Thank you, Aces.
Thanks, Aces.
Kettle chips.
Hell yeah.
Kettle chips are fucking awesome.
How could you not?
They're amazing.
Yeah, no kidding.
What was the second one?
Does a woodchuck chuck wood?
If a woodchuck could chuck wood. Yeah,
a woodchuck would chuck all the wood if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Exactly.
There you go.
It would chuck everything.
Say that, really.
Yeah.
Woodchucks have little arms. They can't really throw wood very far.
I got and little arms, and I really don't know if this pan was rust out.
Sorry, meet the Robinsons.
Yeah, meet the Robinsons. Yeah, it's fun. Trinosaurus. Yeah, it's good.
Last question, pyrotechnics. Very awesome.
Both.
Very awesome and also an accident waiting to happen.
And you hope it's an accident waiting to happen.
Dude, I was like, oh. Wasn't there a venue that burnt down earlier this year or maybe last year because of pyrotechnics?
I think so. And I think I was just going to talk about that. Do you guys remember the band?
I don't remember the band.
Once Bitten, Twice Shy. Old 80s.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
I was so pissed they were here in town and I could have got free tickets, but I missed it. But I was also kind of afraid because apparently, they had a show somewhere on the East Coast. But the place, it was just like a little venue.
Yeah, it was a small hole in the wall place.
And the place like burnt
the fuck down.
So yeah, accident waiting to happen, I think.
Yeah.
I would say both.
Yeah, that would have been cool though.
Awesome. Like,
not getting the place burnt down, but seeing great ones.
Oh yeah.
Rock me.
All right. Rock me. Is that it for emails?
That's all I got, man.
All right, cool. I think it's time to pick a winner.
For what? Are we doing this every week?
Hell yeah, man.
Every week. Free games.
We're
yo.
Giving shit away every week. How awesome are we?
I still didn't prepare music.
we'll get it next time.
We'll get to it, yeah.
So this is our weekly giveaway from Good Old Games. And this week we are once again giving away a code for Beyond Good and Evil. And I have my random generator ready to go. And I'm going to go ahead and click the button. And the result is 14. Number 14.
Who's number 14?
Number 14 is Tristan. Tristan Stump.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna say that would suck Tristan. If you're like, he's like, yeah. You're like, actually, no, you're a 15. My bad.
So I will be sending him an email with a thank you for entering, as well as a code. I want to remind you guys that just sending an email does not get you entered. You have to actually say enter me, because we don't want to enter people that don't really want it. So
also, please kiss up to us.
Tell us how fucking awesome we are, you know, that kind of thing. Seriously,
how much we sell.
If you guys are interested in the game, if you want a free game, then just send us an email at Interactive Distractions, and just tell us that you're interested in the game that we're playing for the month.
Ooh, I got music.
Fuck.
Congratulations,
Tristan.
You're the winner of Beyond Good and Evil.
Week number two.
All right, awesome. Can you stop now? Please stop.
I really like this song.
No, please stop.
All right.
All right, so question of the week next week.
Question of the week.
So we last week we mentioned that, you know, we are leaving for to meet up in Wisconsin.
On a jet plane.
All the Indus folks are going to be in the same spot. We're going to be celebrating Scott's birthday.
That's a big deal.
So once again, we do not want to work very hard. So we're going to do something really easy. It's got to be, we're going to try and have a shorter show next week because I will probably be editing while in Wisconsin. And I don't want to take that much time away from partying. So.
No, of course not.
Easy question of the week. What are you playing Memorial Day weekend?
Or what are you doing Memorial Day weekend? How about that?
There you go. What are you playing? What are you doing? Let us know what your Memorial Day weekend is going to be.
Gaming related. All right. We don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a gaming podcast.
That's right.
I mean, you can tell us personally. That's cool. But for the show.
All right, to answer the question of the week, all you have to do is send us an email. The address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail like 4 people did this week. That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
You can get that number is 818-528-GAME. That's 818-528-4263. You can leave us a message on Skype. That's Interactive Distractions, all one word.
Let's do cheers.
Oh.
Oh, lowercase.
Nice. What else? We got Google Talk. That's interactivedistractions@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, Indus Podcast. You can also follow us all individually. It's Indus Jeff, Indus Jason, and Indus Chris. Did I miss anything? Oh, yeah, Facebook. We have a Facebook group, Interactive Distractions Podcast.
Yeah, we do.
I think that's it.
Haven't been on there in a long time.
Yeah, me neither.
They blocked it at work, so it's like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, you guys have anything before we wrap up?
No, sir. Looking forward to next weekend.
Yeah,
next
me too, week. Man. Me too. Yep. Jeff, 1 week away, man. We're going to be partying together in Wisconsin.
Damn right, dude.
Hells yeah.
Bring a bunch of Canadian liquor.
Nice. Bring some Keith's. That stuff's awesome.
Will do.
All right, cool. Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did enjoy the show, tell a few friends about us and leave us a review on iTunes. We'd appreciate it.
That'd be nice of you.
Yes, it would.
Scrubsport.com.
So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next time.
Goodbye. Okay,
Late us.
So out of love. I'm so lost without you. Ain't no you feel right.
Hey, Jeff, who sings that song? keep it that way.
Douche.